the Opie and Anthony Show. It's FU Friday. Yeah. We're playing What the Hell Is That today. All the doctors are here, and some of the people have started arriving that want things diagnosed.
Beautiful. We're helping again. Again we help.
We have a ex-Playboy model who's now a doctor. That never happens.
Wow.
She's smoking, though. And she was on Temptation Island, the first one or the second one?
Yeah, that's the first one.
The
really?
First one?
Yeah.
Who is that? All right, we'll get her in here, man.
Look at the hotness in the studio right now. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Wait, doctors don't wear leather outfits
that. Well, I don't wear this to work. I wear the jacket, but I thought I'd, you know, get a little more interesting for.
What kind of doctor are you? Just your basic general practitioner?
Family practice.
Family practice.
Yeah, it's a specialty. You know, it took.
That's great.
3 years after med school to do.
I got
to
ask you something. When you get a boy, you know, mid to late teens that come in and they have personal problems, it is a little weird for them to, you know, pull their pants down and.
Well, they have no choice because I'm allowed to say, you know,
pull your pants down.
Off. Yeah.
But you know something?
I don't know if it's weird for them or not. They don't really say anything.
When you're checking for
she
that hernia,
have to ask.
Turn and cough.
Yeah.
When I don't do it that way though.
No.
How do you do it?
What do you do?
No, I mean, they're, I don't know.
A couple of drinks.
I just don't make them turn.
Yeah. Wow.
You're not going to cough on me from 3 feet above?
I had a goddamn German doctor as a pediatrician when I was a kid. And, obviously. And, Dr. Fuchs. And she would be like, take your pants down! And it was the most like this big Helga woman, you know?
How old was she?
Oh, she was
older
like,
lady?
Especially when you're a kid, she might as well have been a million.
Right,
it didn't matter.
Right.
You know? But I couldn't imagine walking in and going, oh my god, this is the doctor, now I gotta show my short prepubescent schlong to. You know?
Some of them tried to refuse when I was, seeing kids, but.
Yeah.
You know, they really couldn't.
What
so.
Idiots.
What about the adult men that come in that don't really, aren't really shy and they want to show you maybe something they have under their underwear or something? It's a little weird.
Only a few times do they ever seem to be too excited.
Really?
Oh, so
yeah. Does that happen?
Yeah, and you're just.
What do you give it the
to,
flick? Pong!
No, you're just supposed to sort of acknowledge, oh, I guess everything's working okay. And, you know, not pretend like you don't see it.
Right. Hey, want a tug?
Yeah.
You know, something like
no,
that. I knew some nurse, and she said sometimes the guys would be aroused when she would come along, and she wouldn't think twice about it. She would just take her middle finger and use it to flick. You know how you. And just go poink, and it would go away instantly. And
really?
She wouldn't talk about it, wouldn't say anything, it'd just go poink,
and it would
start
go
doing
away.
Work. Oh, instantly.
Huh.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just her. I don't know.
Well, I hired her for one night, and she wore a nurse's outfit, so.
What?
Maybe I'm speaking out of turn here. No, but a very, very nice.
We don't
doctor.
Even know her name. We don't know what she has done in the past.
My name.
Yeah.
My name is Allison.
But Dr. Allison?
And what have I done in the past?
Well, you were on
Temptation Island.
You were on Temptation Island. Why don't I remember that?
I stayed on to the end. My hair's all like curly and messy because we were in the jungle humidity. So
I'm trying to remember this. I watched that show religiously.
And I stayed on till the end, went on the final dream date in the cave.
You were the cave, the girl in the cave.
Hero. Wait,
Kaya.
Why did you take Kaya, my boyfriend?
That woman. Oh,
I need to take my 100 vitamin pills.
She was crazy. She's absolutely
that date
insane.
She went on, that poor son of a bitch that got
Dano,
stuck with her.
Dano, the guy. He's my friend.
Yeah. All I can think about is Kaya.
She's
great.
We were huge fans of Temptation Island, the first one.
Yeah. Because it was just such a mess. I loved it.
You were the one, like, they were swimming and stuff, and they had a slow motion shot of you, like.
Hair flipping.
With your hair flipping.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
You were the hottest one.
That was me with the hair flipping. But I was like,
but the lab coat is throwing you off a little bit and the lack of tan.
Nice.
No tan, right.
It's
like
but, I mean, the body's still there.
Still there.
Wow.
Wow, that's cool.
She went on the dream day with Kai in the cave.
And I'll never forgive
that sounds like Lisa Orban went on that.
She has herself convinced that he never kissed anyone there. And it was funny because
really?
On the reunion show, they like show, as she's saying that, in the background over her shoulder, him kissing like two different girls, you know. And she's like, well, he was a perfect gentleman.
Oh,
no,
God.
Well, it's
what about you? Did he try anything? Did he make any moves? Was he really looking to close the deal?
Well, I won't say exactly what happened in the cave. No. But they really did take the cameras away for 12 hours.
They did.
Yeah, and people think like we're making that up or stupid because you see footage of it. Well, they had them on us when we got there, and then once we were there, they took them away, and then we were freaking out like, all right, where do they have them hidden? Like, we were like tearing apart like the whole canopy we had.
Oh, really? Now, why would you be doing this?
We wanted to know if we were on camera.
A little privacy? Was it anything more than kissing?
Yes.
There was something a little more than kissing.
Yeah. I won't say.
Look at you. Because you go from kissing, the next thing is, you know, maybe some hand action.
I don't know.
You can't,
I don't
like
know.
You can't say, but did any? Would you have heard this?
Oh, Norton, you are despicable. The woman's a doctor.
We drank some champagne. I don't know.
Did you? Like, yeah, see,
champagne.
Very good.
Is that what you mean?
Very good.
The white foamy stuff?
Yeah.
I don't know.
How many caves were being explored?
Oh, God. You are despicable.
There were stalactites, too. Big
Well, you're a beautiful lady. You also were in Playboy?
In 1995, in the Women of the Ivy League issue.
Nice. I love those issues, the college girl issues.
I was in med school, so they didn't
God damn, where is that?
So you're a real Ivy League girl? Because I always thought that was fake.
Yeah, I was in med school at Penn at the time. And I went to Penn State for college, so I've been to like both.
Hey, things. Anybody, instantly give us that picture on the internet.
Yeah, it's on my old website.
People are so resourceful. Oh, it's not up on your website
it's
now?
It's not on the new one. The new one's like the, sort of the professional one. Oh, it's on the old one.
It is?
We need
is that address still there?
Yeah, I can.
Oh,
yeah,
write it down.
It's too complicated. I'll
just, yeah, write it down. Don't time. Give it out because our listeners have to wait. Ha ha.
Yeah.
Wow,
wait. Write this down.
Isn't this... This is great. She's like in everything. She's a professional woman. She was on Temptation Island. She did a little more than just kissing.
She was definitely the hottest girl
on
Temptation Island, and Kaya was stupid to go back to that whining bitch and blow you off.
Kaya.
You know, he wanted to... They all wanted to stay with their girlfriends. They didn't want to look bad because they wanted to go into entertainment.
Right.
And they would have looked totally scuzzy to be like, oh...
Are all the couples still together? Do you know offhand?
Well, Kai and Valerie are together. I don't think Waitasi and Tahid were ever really
They were the black couple. They were hilarious.
All I know, they were a mess. And they weren't even included in the reunion. And then Billy, Mandy apparently aren't. And Shannon and Andy got married. But they wanted to do that from day one of the show.
Right.
So.
All right.
Yeah.
So are you trying to be an actress or are you going to do the doctor thing for a while?
I would like to be doing more medicine and media. Combine those two.
Medicine and media.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Well,
be
you're doing
sort
that today.
Funky Dr. Drew thing, you know.
You're doing it today with the Opie and Anthony show.
Yeah, this is good.
You're gonna see some horrific sights today.
Oh, I can't wait.
We may show you something that you have never seen before.
No.
Yes. Oh yeah, it's something called Twato.
What?
Twato. Twato.
Did you make that one up?
No. Well, it's.
I think that one's made up.
We think it's a genital wart, but we're not sure.
Well, that's not called twato.
Huh? We thought
it might be on it.
Well, we just call it that because of quato.
We named it.
You see Total Recall? You ever see Total Recall?
Ooh.
Total Recall, I'd get your ass to Mars.
I might have fallen asleep during
it. Yeah, well, the guy had a conjoined twin named Quato. That knew all, told all.
Like a parasitic twin sticking
out? Yeah.
Okay.
So we call it a
like
twato.
A little head or something.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Parasitic twin. That's it. Conjoined twin is the full.
That's when you got a full
sort
deal.
Of
body.
I love doctors.
I would love her to be my doctor.
I can't find that website, by the way. I don't think it's active anymore.
Oh, well, sometimes it gets too much business and they shut it down because it's on a free server.
Well, you know what? Yeah. One of our listeners has to send the picture, please.
Yeah. Somebody probably has it.
From the 95 issue.
Yeah. Oh, you know where else it is? I'll write it down. My friend has a website.
Oh, you write that down now. There we go. Get that website, Rick.
Penn State tried to sue him for it, but they didn't.
Did you find the picture in?
We're still working on it. I see a lot of party pictures. I see you with a chubby guy with a huge beer in his hand.
Yeah, that's Mick. He's a really nice guy.
I see you, with a little top on at some big outdoor shindig.
Oh, that's Preakness. That was a couple of years ago.
Wow. Wow. You know something? The top you are wearing right now is very deceiving.
It is?
Yeah, let me see.
This?
Sorta.
They're squished in.
You could see. You could tell.
Yeah.
You could tell, but when you look at something
I
like
don't
that,
I'm naked or anything.
This? Wait. Oh, believe me, we wouldn't argue.
Yeah, turn it around, Anthony. Please.
Look at that one. Oh, yeah.
See?
Oh, that's a horrible picture. Well, you got to check out the old website when it's not being blocked by Yahoo.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Look at that picture of you.
What's that?
Turn it around, Ant. That one.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
That's the... Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's from Playboy,
that's
huh?
From Playboy. Yeah, were there others?
Yeah, Playboy had posted them up on their website. After I was on the show, they put up like 11 more from the
same shot.
Yeah. Of course, I made no money off of it, but, you know, you had to pay to see them. So.
That's a great shot there.
Yes.
Looking good. Kurt, what's going on?
No, I was just looking at the picture. It ain't nothing. She ain't naked.
What are you talking about?
I'm looking at the Playboy. It's October. October 95.
The one where she's on her belly?
Yeah.
Well, you get to see the nice butt.
Yeah, but no nip.
Yeah, right. Technically, it's not nude, which is really funny.
Technically, that's not nude.
Semi-nude is you can see full nudity is pubic hair. So
it's barely spankable.
I am not nude.
Barely spankable. Good. You could imagine a batch all over that butt.
The cheeks are amazing.
I was in med school at the time. You know?
You're easily pleased.
So you could bring that Playboy issue home to mom and dad
Leave
and be
it
proud.
All
hey, Kurt.
My father gave it to me.
Hey, Kurt, you faggot.
Hey.
Use your imagination, man. Look at her ass.
The whole page is covered with nude chicks, and she's not nude.
That's a great ass.
She's a doctor, though. To see a doctor's hiney like that, that's so nice.
Oh, please.
It's a nice hiney.
Oh,
nice hiney. You sound like a four-year-old.
Kurt, there's nothing wrong with leaving some for the imagination.
Yeah.
Hey, go get a copy of Swank and look at roast beef falling out of places. You nut. All right, thank you. Let's go to Jim. Jim, you're next on the Opie and Anthony Show. What's up?
Oney.
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen the issue. I pretty much what you guys just been talking about. She's definitely really hot, but thing is, I think she has a second issue also. I think she did it twice. Is that true, Allison?
No.
Did you ever show the breast there? Like, because we're now seeing some other shots of you where you're more naked and kind of covering up the top
those
area.
Those were the other Playboy ones from the same.
No, she was like naked in Temptation Island.
Oh yeah, well.
You get to see it though.
I ran right. They didn't show it. We went semi skinny dipping one night, but every time I got out of the water, I had them covered. So.
Very nice. All right, Jim. Thank you.
No, thanks, guys. Lee.
All right.
Oh, what website's that?
There's more pictures of you.
I don't know. I'm putting in passwords now. There's all kinds of stuff going on.
I found them on, like, Russian porn sites.
Here it is. Let me see.
But she said there's no naked pictures of her. Completely naked.
No, there's not naked.
Just about.
But, wow, that's pretty good. There's a shot of you. Your leg is up.
Those were the
You're bending over. Your arm is just covering nip.
All right.
A lot of the doctors are hitting on you.
No.
No?
Not where I'm working now. Or maybe
at the gay hospital? Where are you working?
Jeez. Well, I work 7 p.m. to 7 a.m., so it's really late at night.
Yeah.
And,
just imagine what you can accomplish during those hours.
Those are the time you could push her into the pharmaceutical closet. Not much security around.
I'd constantly be showing up for checkups. Sorry, I got that on your shoes.
Yeah, but you'd have to be sick enough to get admitted to the hospital.
Oh, he's the sickest you're ever going to see.
I mean,
just look at him.
Did you check my prostate with your fist?
Are we going to spend this much time with all the doctors?
Hell no.
Of course not. She took up all the other... all the other time and the other doctors.
So. Yes.
Oh, they're going to be mad at me.
No. All right. Well, she's going to help us today with what the hell is that?
Now, are you ready for this? Because
I think so.
And
I saw some of the people out there.
Yeah.
You're probably pretty familiar with people that are coming in and going, hey, what is this?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, family practice.
Well, so you'll be able to give like a little, you know, little recommendation, maybe a little guess, something like that.
Of course, not an actual diagnosis.
No, it's not a diagnosis or anything.
Right,
it's just probably you could tell people, hey, go to a doctor and have this checked out. I believe it's this.
Yes.
And something like that. I understand.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
sure.
We're going to talk to the rest of the doctors, and then I think we should start the festivities.
Yes.
Right.
We have a few people standing by, and we'll have them come in, and they'll strip and do whatever they have to do, and the doctors will. We'll take a look in the
uncovering there.
I've never seen a naked person.
Yeah. Okay, doctor.
All right.
We'll be back in just a bit.
there. We met the lovely Dr. Allison. Also helping us today, Anthony, is Dr. Mike, a guy that just wants to be called Doc, and right. Dr. Rich.
The doctors. Look at that. It's like a soap opera. The doctors.
Hey, why don't the guys dress up in their leather outfits like Dr. Allison there?
What do you think of Dr. Allison, guys? You see many like her around?
Oh, yeah, the hospital.
Wait, you got talking to a mic, sir.
The hospital's loaded with women like that.
Right, yeah, yeah, sure.
As he rolls his eyes.
It's the worst thing.
She's like the TV type doctor, the ones that you never see in real life, you know? When they got to take your temperature the old-fashioned way, it's usually some heifer.
Now, Dr. Allison, the hot one, she's a family doctor. What are you guys?
Internal medicine.
Internal medicine.
Oh, okay.
Physical medicine and rehab. We do neuromuscular, musculoskeletal.
All right.
Emergency medicine?
Emergency medicine. There you go.
We got some emergency cases right here.
Anyone else? Did we miss anyone?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Doc doesn't want to be on the mic.
I hear you.
All right. Should we start the festivities?
Sure.
Yeah, let's bring in our first case. It's Danielle Clark.
Rick's the bitch that's usually at reception.
Danielle has huge,
you wait so long.
Huge breasts.
Wow. They never call your name.
Hi.
Hi, Danielle.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good.
Now, where are you from?
Ariel, Sicklerville,
uh-huh.
New Jersey.
Of course.
Yeah.
I was there last week, I think.
Yes.
It's over by Philly.
We have to mention the obvious. You got huge, huge breasts.
Yes,
huge.
They are.
How big are they?
Well, last time they were checked, they were double G's.
Double G's.
Yeah. Like, good God.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And you called us to tell us that you might have an extra...
Nip.
Nip.
Yes. Well, there you go. This is... doctors, do you see a lot of this? Is this a common thing?
It's very common, actually.
Very common.
People think it's a mole.
Why? A lot of people think it's a mole, and it turns out to be a second or third nip.
Why are the doctors smiling? You guys are loving this, aren't you?
I don't think we need to touch it, you know.
Now, doctors, I've heard about this before, and usually don't they follow a line up and down?
Exactly.
Actually, down from... Oh, really? What is that called, doctor?
It's called the milk line.
The milk line, yes.
Groin.
Right. But it's never... Like, you wouldn't see one in the middle of a chest.
No, never.
No cyclops nip or nothing.
That's only in, like, the globe or the star. I don't know.
Or a Total Recall again, if I may bring up that fine movie again. Okay, so where is yours?
Right under here.
It's right under the left one.
Yeah.
Well, that means you're going to have to take off the sweater and the shirt.
I can just lift right here.
With the size of those, that could be anything from a third nipple to a pinto. That's nice. She's taking her shirt off. Very professional here. Let's keep this professional, guys. No ooing and aahing.
Of course
when
not.
She lifts her top off.
All right, go ahead, Daniel.
Because this is, of course, we're just trying to...
Are we doing this now?
Yeah, don't be shy.
We're trying to... This is all professional. Oh, my God.
I think we need the light on.
Yeah, get the light on there. Doctors, all take a look.
They're all looking at...
How long have you had this?
Since I pretty much got my boobs.
And this is an areola here also I see around there. Can you actually bring out the real one, the one that's above that, so we can compare the two?
No, I'm not taking out my whole boob.
Oh, jeez, I tried, Opie.
Prove.
What do you think that is?
Well, see, we don't want to say we're diagnosing.
No, it's...
You know, so it looks like that. That's what it is.
Yeah, you're going to give an opinion. Hot Dr. Allison, what do you think?
I think that is a supernumerary nipple.
Supernumerary.
Supernumerary. Yeah, that's what it's called.
Is that what it looks like?
Well, we know her boobs are
like
super.
Yeah.
Now, are these functional, doctor?
Sometimes people have a lot of tissue and they can get...
they can lactate?
They can, yes.
How about that?
And what are the other doctors saying?
Doctors, do you concur?
100% correct.
Yeah.
Concur.
Absolutely.
Look how professional this is. It's moving along. I love this.
Wipe the smiles off your faces.
I too concur. I don't
know. Norton, what do you think?
What do I know?
I think that the doctors are correct.
What do you think of her boobies there?
We didn't get to see much.
We couldn't see them.
Yeah.
We saw the one little card.
I would have liked to have compared the one.
Yeah, docs, what are you doing to us here? Don't you need to compare or something?
You may have to do the full breast exam to really
see
if there's no extra tissue.
Is there any future problems that can develop from something like this, doctor? That maybe she should be aware of?
You just want to get it checked like any breast tissue.
Yeah. Yeah. That's hot when you say it.
I'd like to see Dr. Allison check the breast tissue.
Nice.
Yeah.
And is there anything she could do for that?
No.
Nothing?
You can get it removed.
You can?
Get it surgically removed.
Would you like to actually?
The scar ends up being bigger than
really?
Yeah.
It looks like a mole to anybody that
right.
can see it.
So you don't have a problem with it? You wouldn't want to get
had it?
She's had
but,
it.
She can't.
She's had it forever, she says.
Yeah,
Stink, you got to get headphones on.
I'm like walking around lifting them up, you know?
Right.
So.
And it's underneath, so it's not very obvious. Not many people get to see it. Right?
All right. Well, our first case. And is this a common thing, Doc?
Very common. Everyone actually is born with them, but they involute before you're born out of the uterus.
Involute. God, I love
Dr.
Talk.
Did we just have the word involute on our radio show?
I love Dr. Talk.
Nice.
Someone's going to use that in what did we learn today? They involute.
Look out, upper demos.
Yeah. Here they go.
Involute.
So we should use like words like they kind of
disappear. No. Trust me.
No, that's okay.
We need to
we
sound
like
more
involute.
Intelligent.
So use
words like involute.
Really? You're kind of born with those and then they...
Every human being has them all.
And why do we have those when we're born?
Why do men have them, for crying out loud? I have no idea.
Because they
like
feel
an animal.
Lovely when receiving treats.
That's true.
Because God's not sure it's going to be a dog yet. Or, I mean,
we're like animals.
It's the same exact thing. It's what the dogs have.
Yeah, it's like the dogs have them all running down there.
Too, yeah. So, you know.
Right. Some of us still do.
Yeah. Let's ask Danielle, you happy with the opinions of the doctors?
Oh, yeah. I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah. At least I know for sure now what it is.
All right. Yeah. There you go. Our first case. Look at this. We're helping. I love it. Wait, that's nothing. We got some real freak shows.
We're just warming up with that one. What, Rick?
Is it cancerous?
No. Shouldn't be at all.
Oh, my God, Rick.
Sorry.
What alarming word you want to throw in.
Why would you take the hotness out of this?
Can she get AIDS from having that? Is there something...
All right. Should we get the next guy in before we take a break?
All right. Let's at least get him in and see...
His name's Mike.
Thank you, Danielle. Thank you, Danielle. Our first case and what the hell is that? It's been taken care of.
Are we getting pictures?
The doctors will see you now. Look how Rick is being the receptionist.
We're getting pictures of all these guys?
Yeah.
All right. Mike, where are you from, Mike?
Jersey.
All right, right on.
Another one from Jersey. There seems to be something happening.
My girlfriend that just walked out here.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And now you have something?
Yes, I do.
All right, I'm afraid. I get fearful.
Well, I see what he has on the chart here, Anthony.
Oh, you're looking at his chart?
He's got a growth. Let's just say he's got a growth.
Is it
he
in his pants?
Has a growth. Is it in the
it's
lower?
It's below the belly button, yes.
Oh, my God. And above the?
The knees.
Oh, no. Let me read his chart, Opie. His chart. Let me look.
There's Mike and his chart.
Oh, my God. This is not done in medical terminology.
I know.
you can't write it like that.
Well,
on his chart.
Well, why don't you write it down for the doctor so they can maybe clean it up a little bit? What's the medical term for?
Yeah. See if you could
that.
For what?
See if you could word that in a way that we can say on the air.
On the air.
A scrotal growth.
Appendage.
All right, a scrotal growth.
Scrotal growth.
Okay.
All right.
Well, Jesus Christ. I see the gloves are out and on.
Look at Mike. Mike is rubbing his hands together because he sees the hot Dr. Allison putting gloves on.
No.
He is psyched. Mike, you're psyched, right?
Dr. Allison, you have to be called away from this for a minute. No, okay. I guess
she was on Temptation Island, you know.
Oh, I know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Mike.
Go watch some of those episodes.
I guess show the doctors your problem. Oh, no, I can't look. Oh, my God, I can't look.
He's very excited, though, because...
Well, don't put it that way.
I didn't mean it like that.
All right.
Okay.
Doctor?
He's...
What the hell is that?
Yeah, it could be a skin test. Hopefully not a wart, you know.
All right, wait. All right. He just whipped out his yam bag, if I may use medical terminology.
And now we got to kind of describe it so it gets on the radio. It's
He's got a growth of skin that seems to be dangling from
It looks as big as like a raisinette, right?
Like the size of a raisinette, and it did get some.
It's not as big as
raisin. No?
It's pretty close.
It got some gasps from people.
Yeah?
From some of the people. I think that was just the fact that he was showing us that area. And now that you've had a chance to let it sink in, any opinions of what this could be and what he should
skin
do?
Skin tag.
Which is just a growth type thing that
skin
pops
tag?
Up.
What the hell is that?
Just an extra piece of skin that grows off of somewhere.
And can that be removed without a difficulty? problem? You just snip them off and...
I went to a doctor when I was like 6 or 7, I remember, and he was going to remove it, and I told him, hell no, was going anywhere near there with a knife.
What will you...
You'd let Allison go next to that,
yes.
Though, yeah.
Now, have you had
a... little Novocaine, and that comes right...
A little Novocaine, would it... Some people just snip it.
Cut them with the scissors.
You can just pull it out. No kidding.
Some people need to do them at home. We used to.
All right, hold on. What do we got?
Cut it from their own neck.
What do we got to give Mike, man?
We got
scissors.
One.
Oh my God.
I
we got scissors.
The stalk of it is almost dead.
I think you should use Patty's toenails from yesterday to cut it.
Did you guys bring any tools today?
No, they're not going to be performing procedures.
You can't do anything.
But they said they could cut it with a scissor.
No, he could cut it with a scissor at home.
We recommend
it. We recommend though, if you do cut it,
you see your doctor. To have
yes.
it properly
yes.
removed.
But save it and bring it in for what we are going to have. Let's just tell the people. We are thinking of having something we like to call Cannibal Day.
Cannibal
here
Day.
Here on the Opie
Coming
and Anthony
to the
Show.
Opie Anthony Show.
And
let's just put it this way. Starker Patty's toenails are
on the menu.
On the menu, on the shelf, just waiting for Cannibal Day.
And we would love to have your scrotal skin tag.
Bring it in.
On there. That's a big prize item, though. If someone eats that, they better get a trip.
You get it removed. You bring it in. You can hang out with us all day. We'll give you a prize and be part of the fun.
Now, any trouble explaining this thing to girls? If girls asked you what this is or anything? Have you been with girls?
I told them that I've had it my whole life, and they just kind of...
They probably worry it's a war.
They're fine with it?
Nah. Nobody really was worried.
They're fine. They have no problem with it.
Swerve right on by.
Give them the $20 and they're off again. No, I'm teasing, of course. All right. Well, that seems good. Is it clear your mind a little that it's nothing to worry about? And
now I know exactly what it is. Some kind of tag.
Well, go to the doctor, have it checked out, and have it removed. Bring it in a sealed biohazard bag.
And Mike has a skin tag, Anthony. There you go.
All right, our second diagnosis.
And Danielle had an extra nip.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to have to take a quick break, Anthony.
Jesus, that is disgusting.
Waiting to come
cut
in
it
is...
off with a scissor.
Is Heath.
Heath.
He's the guy that has only half of his face that'll sweat.
Oh, this is interesting. You've heard about this, doctors? Okay, so we'll get to
you. You guys have heard of...
Yes.
They've heard of everything.
All right, and John, fake name, has something that leaks. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, God, no.
That's all I'm going to say.
No.
So we'll continue. What the hell is that? When is Sandy Kane arriving? That's the grand finale.
She should be here very soon.
Yes. I think with the gloves... Not enough. We have some of those outbreak biohazard suits, hazmat suits that you might want to put on. Oh, God. Are there things that you guys see in the office where you just go, oh, my God, I don't even want to get near this?
Every
odors.
Day.
Yeah.
Odors are worse than
they trained inner city.
Odors, really?
What kind of odors?
Say odors.
Like some people say they have a problem with their foot or their crotch.
Like
and
rotting things.
Rotting things.
What's rotting?
Parts of their body, ulcers.
Where are your feet? Yeah, and ulcers, and the smell is just overwhelming.
Maggots.
Yeah, it's happening. You put a surgical mask on and act like it's normal, but you throw clone on the inside of it.
Oh, do you? God damn.
Also, yeast infection in 400-pound women in inner city hospitals.
No. Stop it. Stop it. You're getting Norton all hot.
BV is the worst.
VD.
BV.
Oh, BV.
Bacterial vaginosis.
Bacterial vaginosis.
That's fishy odor.
Responsible.
Oh, my God.
It's not normal.
Too fresh.
All right. So that's some kind of bacteria that's just dying and building up an odor.
Hey, man. Right. I'm overgrown with bacteria.
Hey, man. My first girlfriend had it.
Usually on fatter women? Yeah,
no.
It is, right? Normally?
I don't know. You ran a lot of fat women?
Yeah, Norton is.
My first girlfriend had it. We tell the story a lot on the air.
Yeah, yeah.
And
Opie had a little fun with the girl.
She was a short little thing, too.
Had fun with a girl, you know, was using his hands, let's just say. And he had to drive the whole way back home with his hand out the window.
From Geneseo. True story.
It's not called a Geneseo. It's a similar word. Oh, the place. Yeah. Sorry. You were talking about the region.
Yeah, I did could get rid of... okay, yeah.
Well, let's take a break, and then we'll get back to what the hell is this with somebody that has something that leaks.
Yeah, that and Heath that has half his face that sweats.
Right, okay.
Up
great.
Next on the O&A Show.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Oh, the commercials were playing, and then Frank and I were talking about Ted Knight. And he's like, why is the Ted Knight, funny? Because the dueling Ted Knights thing that you and Frank
did?
People love that so much. I don't like, there's something about Ted Knight, even when he was trying not to be funny, whatever he said was funny.
I'll find myself a new greenskeeper. Is that clear? Anthrax is terrible. It really is. Don't let the spores get on you. Don't breathe them in. The problem I have is halfway through a breath in this laugh, I breathe them in. My eyes are bleeding. Felt like I went too far.
Thanks for nutches.
I want them cleaned and buffed with a fine chamois. Chop, chop.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Why, you son of a bitch?
Spaulding, I want you on the golf course in 5 minutes. Chop, chop. You're playing golf today. Jackie, Sarah, Monroe.
But Mr. Rash,
Monroe, shut up. Mary, Merlou. We've just gone through every generation of me. Meanwhile, back at the Hall of Justice.
That's right, he was that boy.
Superman prepares with Superdog and Aquaman.
Aquaman.
Who's played by Brian Regan. Oh, no, something went off in a volcano. There's a volcano going off. All I can do is swim fast. I'm a swimmer. I got green gloves. But there's nothing I can do with magma and lava.
Aquaman covers 75% of the earth he can patrol, yet all the crime takes place on the 25% of land.
Oh, if there was a giant fish attacking you, I would be able to save you. Unfortunately, this project takes place on land.
Calling the animals of the sea. They could do nothing. Like he could whip up everyone, the sharks and the sailfish.
Using his telepathic powers, Aquaman summons a can of fish. A
lot of good this will do for the villain in Wisconsin.
Charlie Tuna unable to help him on this one.
Damn it, Aquaman sucks.
Meanwhile, somewhere on a road, a man listening to the Opie and Anthony show goes off to the side. Meanwhile, somewhere in Opie's brain, nothing's happening.
What would Brian Regan sound like if he was over there in Afghanistan kind of trying to find...
Oh, goodness. Gotta look. Oh, my God. I don't even... Trying to think of something. Couldn't think of anything that was PC enough. Yeah. Trying to think of something politically correct to say about Afghanistan. Hey, maybe that's not going to work either.
No?
Trying to think of something. Somebody bail me out of here.
Where's the superheroes music?
Meanwhile, somewhere in another part of the program, Frank's still doing John Madden. And then this is funnier. And then there were little people, and they're putting one foot in front of the other, and the Burger Meister Burger, and And the joke Frank was doing that wasn't working. Got no idea what I was talking about. Okay, so they're over there. Play the thing again. Get me out of there. Meanwhile, back in an Adam Sandler bit. A song for me, a song for you. Let's have a song. I like baboo. Meanwhile, and another voice in Frank's head. I don't know what's going on here. I don't understand why everybody's got to be looking at me like this. This doesn't make sense at all. I don't see. I thought you were going to play with me. In another part of Frank's brain. Meanwhile, in another bit, we're trying to find a new Seinfeld bit. We don't have one.
Oh, we can find one. All right, we're going to have one.
We're going to have it. Hello, Jerry. Hello, Newman. And meanwhile, Frank's trying to catch up with what he was doing. Here's a guy who can't remember what bit he was going to do at that point. And then you go, and then meanwhile, I'm not even waiting for you this time.
I'm back in a song I was singing before, and I'm enjoying myself 150%. Even though you can only go about 100, it's gonna be okay.
Meanwhile, back with Opie and Anthony.
Frank Caliendo.
See, it wasn't that easy.
Send that out to Twato. We're back to the Opie and Anthony show. They're having a lot of fun with What the Hell Is That?
Yeah. Unbelievable. We've had a couple of cases so far come in. We've had the
the girl with the third nip. And it did indeed turn out to be a third nip. Third nip with surrounding areoli.
Everyone's just laughing.
These doctors, they're just loads of fun. They're passing out their medical books with all sorts of horrific photos.
Yeah, and Norton's looking through one of them, ready to spank. You sick bastard.
And then we had Mike with the growth.
Right, Mike had a growth
on his yam bag. It's called a skin tag, Anthony.
A skin tag on his yam bag.
Right.
And, oh, now it's mine. And he was told if he could, it goes to a dermatologist or something, they could take that right off.
Well, they said that this guy could go home with scissors and just cut it off.
Well, no, they didn't. They didn't say that. What they said was some people have done that in the past, and it's
I'm
not
sorry.
Recommended. What he should do is go to a dermatologist or something, and I guess they could take that right off for him.
All right, and there's a dermatologist on the line that'll do it for free. And he's advising that the guy does not do it because it'll gush blood. Let's just talk to Vinny real fast. Vinny, what's up?
I'm going to
How you doing, guys?
Up.
What's going on?
All right.
Hey, listen, skin tags bleed a lot, especially if they're on the scrotum. If this guy takes a scissor to it, he's not going to be able to stop the bleeding for a couple of hours. Tell him, do not do it at home. If he wants, I can give him my information. Come on in. I'll take it off for him.
Now, you got to do it and then have sex right away, so it just looks like a crime scene.
Ugh.
We'll even put it in a bottle. Great. We'll bring it in. You could show it on your next, what the hell is that?
Yeah, if you take it off.
What was that?
Yeah, if you take it off, you got to bring it back in here so we can do something with it on a future show.
Yeah, definitely. I have no problem with that.
All right, hold on. Someone will get your info. All right, Vinny?
You got it. Thanks. Take
right.
care.
Thank you. Let me just go to Ron. Ron?
Yeah?
You're on the Opie and Anthony show.
Hey, O&A.
Yeah.
What's up?
You out coming in, I'll bite that thing off him. You don't have to cut it off.
Oh, yeah. God, you sick son of a bitch.
Yeah, there's a lot of people calling and they're saying they'll delete the skin tag.
Yeah,
well, that's
wow, we grossed out the doctors. All right.
That's cannibal day. That's cannibal day.
And real fast, before we bring in our next patients, quote patients, we have to talk to Nikki. Nikki, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
All right.
Good, good. Listen, I had a question before about that bacterial vaginitis.
Yeah. Vaginosis?
Vaginosis.
Vaginosis, vaginitis. My fiance's got that, I think.
Oh, God. You
think? Know.
You would know, man.
Oh, I know, but, I mean, I this is my fiance, the woman I'm going to marry, but it's interrupting during sex.
Oh, wait, so she doesn't know it, or you haven't told her, hey, there's a problem down there?
Well, she knows, but I don't think that she thinks it makes that much of an impact on me.
Oh, boy.
Because, you know, it's like when, at first, it's fine. But once you start stirring the juices, that's when there's a problem.
I hear you.
At you first, know what I'm saying?
At yeah. first it's fine, but then you start stirring
no,
the
no,
juices.
No, I'm not even going to look. I'm not looking. I'm disgusted.
This one isn't gross. It's funny, actually.
No.
Oh, God, you bastard.
Let me say.
Oh, my God.
What a son of a bitch. Don't fool me.
But listen, you guys still there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this girl is beautiful. She's absolutely stunning. You know, you would never think.
All right, hold on, doctor. What should
what
he do?
What an idiot! You think just the ugly girl smell?
It might not be
exactly. You know, you don't think that.
It might be an STD.
It's kind of hard to go to your girl and say, "Hey, you know, your stench is killing me." You know, what should this guy do?
I can't help him with the social implications
right.
of that, but it's incredibly easy to treat.
Yeah.
A couple antibiotics and she's fresh as the breeze.
Yeah, but hot Dr. Allison said something. It could be what?
It could be a few things. A couple different things down there stink.
Yeah.
It could be trichomonas.
Trichomonas.
Like bacterial vaginosis, which is a whole bunch of bacteria.
Okay, can I say something that's a little bit kind of gross?
Uh-oh. Well, keep it radio friendly, so use
Absolutely.
Only code words.
Code words.
All right, when I'm...
No. Wrong.
No, don't say it again.
Wrong, not a code word.
Wrong, try again, dumbass.
Nikki, shut up. Let me walk you through this. Just say when we're doing the deed.
All right, when we're doing the deed.
Right.
All right, and say, and you know, we're done and I'm...
Dude,
idiot.
Dude, listen to me.
Hold on.
You could just say, when I'm done. You don't have to say anything else. We know what you're talking about. You're being a little too specific. So okay. Let's just say you're doing the deed. Deed done. Now you're done.
The deed is not done yet. It's kind of like I'm going to switch.
All right, you're going to switch. So he stops what he's doing. Now they are separate entities for a moment.
Perfect.
He wants to go to his backhand.
Right, right.
There you go.
Okay. All right. All right.
Now there's kind of like a white.
All right. Okay.
Hold it.
You could just say now there's kind of like white stuff. That's all. You don't have to describe. Like, don't describe where it is, what it's doing, how it's talking, or anything.
Deed done white.
Right.
Okay. Not that white, though.
Okay.
Because he's not actually done.
Right.
Exactly.
Very good. Okay. So, doctors, is this common to have some kind of a residue like that?
I don't know how specific I can get. There is such a thing as a normal discharge
that can be
white to clear, and if it's not smelly or itchy, it's probably okay. But if it's smelly, that's a problem.
All right.
Is that good?
Is there an odor to any of this byproduct, Nikki?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
That should be checked out.
Should be checked out, sir.
So what do I do? What do I say?
What do you say? Wow, that is a tough one.
In the words of Jim Norton, you stink.
Yeah. Just tell her that it smells like the toe webbing of a Haitian marathon runner.
That's so good. I guess I just got to handle it on my own, huh?
Pretty much.
Hey, listen, you guys rock. Take care.
Hey, Nikki, I'll tell you. You give us the phone number. We'll tell her right now on the air.
Nah, you're crazy.
Oh, how about that? No, we'll break it to her.
We'll be gentlemen.
Nah. We'll break it to her. We'll let the doctors do it.
Yeah.
Nah, because this woman is my wife, you know? I can't just say
no,
like
she's
that.
Your fiancé, and she's going to be your wife, and you're going to have to live with this the rest of your goddamn life if you don't fix it now.
Jeez, man.
No,
I got to handle it on my own, though.
Why don't you call your wife and tell her that Opie and Anthony need to talk to you and see if she goes for it.
I'll try that.
All right, cool.
All right, do that.
All right, thank you.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Wouldn't it be great to just get on the phone and go, "Hey, your aunt stinks. Don't you know it?
You're horrifying the hot doctor over there.
The guys enjoy it.
She probably knows it, too, though.
Really?
Just
yeah.
Ignore it, yeah.
That's something that girls should not ignore.
And then they finally come in like, yeah, it sort of stinks. I mean, they know, I think.
Oh, boy.
I think
really?
They know.
Yeah,
they know. Can we change the subject?
Let's change the subject. Mike, what's up?
Anyway. Sounds like that guy's dealing with a real haunted house with hair on it.
Haunted house.
Oh, we don't know what that means, so I hope they didn't dump out.
Use your imagination.
Of course.
John from Boston has something. Have you ever heard of this? He has a growth. It's on his unit, but it only comes out when he's urinating. It's inside, I guess, the urethra.
Oh, what the hell is that?
And then he goes and it flops out.
It's red, probably.
And then it comes back in when he's done. You've heard of that?
Prolapse.
Is it a flag that says pow on it?
Oh, God. Damn, this is sick.
It's a flag that goes pow. Any private area stuff really is disturbing. It really is disturbing. All right, who's our next case?
Yeah, we got to move on. Flag that goes pow, though. That'll make us giggle all weekend.
Bang.
Okay. Does Heath have to eat?
The wings just got here, so he's got to eat a few first.
All right. Why don't we bring him in and he can eat in the corner and he can tell us when he's ready.
Have him do that.
When he eats hot food, he sweats on only half his face.
And then when he works out, he sweats on the other side. And each time, the opposing side stays dry.
What's up, Heath? There's your wings from Hooters.
Oh, I see the doctor's pulling out a flashlight. Are you going to check his pupils?
Yes.
See? Look at that. What would that mean? If he's sweating on one side of his face and his pupils don't dilate.
How long before you start sweating, Heath?
Very shortly.
Oh, okay. And then we could go with Heath.
All right.
Smell the hot.
Those are some hot wings.
Are they hot? Are they hot wings or not?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It might take a minute.
This is probably just some crafty guy who wanted lunch. You know, and he's, hey, I need wings. Yeah, that's it, wings.
Which side do you sweat on? The right side when I eat, left side if I do something.
Oh, all right. So the doctors are already asking questions, good. And you've heard about this, and you've diagnosed people that have this problem.
there's a syndrome called Horner's syndrome that you sweat only on one half of your
face. Horner's
syndrome. And something happens to that one eye. It's called meiosis and anhidrosis. So.
It's a disease of the nervous system, basically, where part of the nervous system on one side of the face is blocked. And it can cause damage to the nerves. You can actually be born with it, or can it be acquired over time?
Yeah?
Yes.
And is it serious?
Sometimes
not
it's
really
a tumor.
Well, it can be due to a tumor, but not always. I mean, you can be born with it, or you can acquire it.
How long have you had this?
Actually, yeah, I got into a motorcycle accident when I was younger.
That
actually explains a lot.
Explains a lot of it.
Yeah.
It just started to happen.
After the motorcycle accident.
Did you fracture your spine, your cervical spine at all?
No. No.
No
damage. If you damage your spine, if you had, like you said, you had a whiplash injury, any kind of damage.
I broke a lot of bones and had metal plates put in and stuff.
But nothing in the neck?
Nothing in the neck.
Huh.
That's where it would be common.
Yeah, you might have had a little whiplash.
But there's also a lot of people that have this. It's actually called hyperhidrosis. That's excess sweating.
Yeah.
And it can be, there's a surgical procedure that can be done on it, but most people, it would be better to live with it, right?
Damn you, goddamn Norton. He just spins the book around, and I looked at it.
Oh my God.
Another cute picture.
You son of a bitch. I don't want to see these open wounds on man junk.
This book is like Playboy to these doctors.
Oh, no, it's like Playboy to Norton.
It doesn't turn us on.
He's looking through it like, oh, yeah. All right, look at that open sore on that mule.
Wait, Heath is sweating, I think. Heath, you feel like you're sweating?
Oh, yeah.
Look.
It's glazed on one side.
Wait, get under a light.
Yeah, get the light on.
Dude, that is amazing. Look.
That is effed up.
He's glazed on one side and John on the other.
Cyborg.
Cyborg.
Dr. Allison's getting a good look.
What's going on with the pupils, doctor?
They're checking his eyes.
Well, a lot of times when the nerves are damaged, it would also affect the pupils.
Right.
You can actually see the pupils. One might dilate, the other one might constrict, and that would also confirm this type of syndrome.
Something tells me that would be a little more serious than just the sweating. Am I right, doctor?
Absolutely.
Yes, of course. Whoa. I shut my eyes, Norton. I'm not looking. I'm not looking.
Have you guys seen this before, Doc?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Is there anything he could or should do for this? Or
it depends on what it's from. Like,
The sweat is just dripping down the whole right of his face, and the left side is completely dry.
Oh, my God. Like Whitney Houston on that side. Sweating like a pig.
Beads of sweat just pouring down the side of his face.
You should legitimately go see a doctor because there is a tumor in the neck that can cause this, and you want to make sure that that's not what it is.
Exactly. A lot of times, something can compress these nerves, causing this type of irritation on the nerves, so we really should go to a doctor just to get it checked out.
Just get it. When was the last time you saw a doctor about anything about this or any other reaction to the motorcycle accident?
It's been a while.
It's been a while?
Yeah. Definitely.
In general, you never want to have anything that a doctor goes, oh, cool about.
It is pretty cool, though.
Yeah, that's something. He's just half and half.
Same explanation for when if I do something physical, the other side sweats.
That's odd.
No,
that's bizarre.
This side will be.
Oh, you never want to hear a doctor say that's bizarre either.
This side will sweat just the same way.
But like a misfiring in the nervous system.
Right.
And if there's like a tumor has been ruled out or any kind of real irritation, it's usually a benign condition that, you know, unless it's really bothering him, live with it. Because, like I said, they do have a surgical procedure, but most people are not doing it.
That's called the Jim Brewer diagnosis, which is walk it off, dick.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
All right,
profusely on the right side of his face and dry on the left.
Well, you ate like two wings.
Yeah.
Do you sweat on your whole body that way? Or is it just your face?
I don't think so. I think
like
it's
do you
just,
get wet under both arms?
That's
or?
I'm sweaty, though. Let me see.
Because I'm wiping my forehead.
It's mostly the face and the underarms.
Right.
It usually just affects the face. Usually just affects
it. It can also affect, like, feet. Certain people complain that, you know, one foot is sweaty.
How about that?
Right guard, right?
Yeah, right guard and left guard. There you go.
All right.
All right. Well, there you go. Go have it checked out, maybe. But doctor said cool, and that's bizarre, which is something awesome. You always want to hear from a doctor.
Heath, you rock.
Yeah, that was something.
We might have to invite you to the next road show with that.
We'll just have you get on stage with some cool lighting on your head and have you eat some wings. That would be cool.
I think we have to take a break before we get to John that has something that's leaking.
Oh, God.
We have Mel.
Wait, is this leaking?
Mel has a golf ball growth. That's all I'll say.
Oh, God.
And ladies and gentlemen, Sandy Kane
has entered the
yes,
building.
Yes, the grand finale. We will finally put an end to the mystery. What is Twato?
And we will do that before 6 o'clock, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, because the hot Dr. Allison has to get out of here by, I think, 5:30 or so. So we'll
all
do it
right
before 5:30. Even.
Then we'll be back with the Opie and Anthony show.
Farm movies. This is the Opie and Anthony show. We're hanging out with a bunch of doctors today, Anthony.
Goddamn Norton, man.
During breaks, he finds the most disgusting picture in the book, and I'm like reading over copy or instant feedbacks or whatnot, and he goes, "Hey, Ant," and I'll turn my head, and he's just holding it right up, so I got to look. Bastard.
It's disgusting.
The medical book is chock full of, "I'm not looking."
No.
That's the best picture in the book right there.
Yeah.
We should take a snapshot of that and put it on the website.
It's not nasty, it's just weird. Like, what? No, it's not
that's nasty and weird, dude.
I don't even know what it was supposed to be.
It's junk.
That used to be junk, Anthony. Tony from Jersey, I'd like to play skin tag with Dr. Allison.
Very funny.
The listener's digging Dr. Allison from Temptation Island.
And you guys are okay, too.
We had a couple more people come down.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Rick to give me the list.
Yeah, that's great.
I guess we could invite John in, who has something leaking from his body. John.
Something leaking? I don't like the sound of that.
Oh, that's awful.
The gloves are being passed back around. Some more latex gloves being put on by the doctors.
These doctors are good because some of the people coming in, Anthony,
they're
like, I don't need a glove. I know what it is. But then when you say something like, you know, something leaking, they run for the gloves.
Oh, the gloves just come out.
Hey, John, what's up?
Not looking.
Hi, how you doing?
Where are you from, man?
Queens.
Cool.
Just to clarify, it doesn't leak on its own. Like, I have to squeeze it. Like, I thought it was a pimple. But then
Jesus. Holy Jesus.
All right. And I have this other thing on my arm. Like, I call it the drug bump.
Only one thing each visit. That's how it works.
Yes.
You got to come back.
We bill per visit.
Another copay.
All right.
A copay.
What's the thing on your arm?
Oh, it's like a bump. I don't know. Like, when I drink a lot, like, the next day it puffs out. So I thought it was a tick. Like, I had Lyme disease.
Yeah.
So, like, it sucked up blood and got bigger.
When you drink?
But I don't know. I never got to check that.
All right.
Maybe
real
when
smart.
You're dehydrated, it shows up more. That could be what the when drinking, you're drinking,
drinking
alcohol.
Too.
Well, could
yeah.
That, yeah. There's nothing that's on your arm right now, though. Only
no, it's
to,
like
oh, there
below,
it is.
Right below the surface. You could feel it.
All right, they're feeling his arm, Anthony. The inside of like the elbow, a little red bump. Ah, they're already waving it off like it's nothing.
It's not well circumscribed.
It's not what?
It's well, not well circumscribed.
Oh, scribed.
Yeah.
Like, you can't feel the edges of it distinctly.
Right.
I don't think.
Is that good
it's
or bad?
It's not well demarcated.
Is that good or bad?
It's not demarcated.
I didn't think
so.
And
how big does it get?
I mean, it pops up a little bit like a mosquito bite.
Oh, really?
Maybe it just sticks out.
Sucks to be you.
I think it might be
like oh, we're talking about the thing on his arm.
Yeah. Where's the leaky thing?
Yeah, get
to the
leaky thing.
Thing.
Yeah. Well, the leaky thing is the chest, Anthony.
Yeah, it's only on one side. I don't know, to make it funny, like, you could draw a bullseye on a piece of paper. I don't know, like, the last time I touched it and drained it in the shower, but I probably could...
No. Please, let's not shoot anything.
No, he's got to shoot.
No. Not in this close proximity
well,
to people.
Hit the board over there.
No! People work in here.
Anthony, it's for the show!
Look, if he's going to do something, I want plastic, I want...
How about you... Rick, hold up newspapers or something.
I can hold up a paper.
Put him over there in the corner, though, to do
exactly.
it.
All
right, so John,
we'll see.
Well,
no,
I don't
we can
care.
See. Look at all the lights. All right.
Maybe you can cover us in plastic, and Gallagher can hit it with a mallet
before you squeeze it.
Yeah. No squeezing yet.
So
don't squeeze anything yet.
All right, he's showing the area.
Is that there, or does it come out of?
No,
right there?
This is the worst show.
Right there.
Oh, those are sweat glands there too. And
All right.
They get filled sometimes. Oh my God, he's going to squirt something in a cup. Hold on.
I'm not looking. Wait, move out of the way, Doc. All right, he's.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Hold on.
That was disgusting.
I think there's some right here.
That was disgusting.
Right here.
Okay. That was impressive. Oh,
it was
hot dog.
My God.
Impressive. Anthony, describe
it's
that.
Always the same one?
Yeah.
It's always the same one?
Yeah,
do that. Do it again. Do it
no,
again.
No, no,
do it
no,
again.
No,
oh, that's all you
no,
have in
no,
there?
No, this is disgusting. He's got to reload.
He's reloading. No, it just kind of womp, 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 womp.
It's a money shot out of his nip.
But, yeah.
Is what I'm seeing.
But milk does, yeah, but the milk comes from all over, not just in the milk.
Why are they saying milk?
He's a chick.
Yeah, oh, God, I am so freaking disgusted.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Doctors,
it's a milk duct.
Shouldn't. Do you take any medicines? Are you crazy? Do you take psych meds? Sometimes people on psych meds can get it and stuff. It's called galactorrhea.
Galactorrhea.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
It was clear. It wasn't. Didn't look milk colored.
Gross, but I have tasted it. It's salty.
Oh my God! What are you crazy? What are you insane?
And it tastes salty.
Yeah.
Why would you taste that?
I'm just curious. I don't know. The first time I noticed it, I was like 14.
Does it have to refill? And then, like, you can't just do it again?
Yeah, it has to drain.
That's
probably
sweat,
but
you need
to get
it. It takes
a
while
to
come back.
It
reloads, yeah.
Salty. So you sweat gland.
So you think it is?
You know, my own sometimes. I'm just kidding.
Well, tell us more.
Yeah.
No, but that's a sweat. I think that's.
You think it's a sweat gland?
Yeah.
As opposed to milk coming out of...
Not,
hold on,
no,
can I... My observation, though, they're saying it was clear. I didn't see clear. I saw...
It was milky.
Oh, God. I want that cleaned up with Lysol.
It's got like a yellowish tint to it. It's not white.
It's not bloody. It's not bloody either.
Stinky, how impressive was that?
Oh, so
Jesus Christ,
hey, where did Ben go?
Ben left.
Oh, my God. Ben is probably vomiting.
Didn't we make a bet that Ben would leave the show by 5?
Yes.
Well, all right. I have had it checked out once before, and they told me it's from smoking pot.
No.
That was the anti-pot people saying that. Smoke all the pot you want. Stinky will smoke some with you.
One more time.
No, enough.
Did you guys get that on video, Steve?
Yes.
Steve got it on video. It will be up on foundrymusic.com.
That was cool.
The underground website you can get to through opiateanthony.com.
You know, people are enjoying the hell out of Stinky Cam, and Brandon from New Hampshire is checking in. He said he just saw Dr. Allison on the Stinky Cam, and now he has a growth he wants her to check out. So...
she's a trooper, though. She comes in with the hot leather top.
But she's very professional, too. She's looking at the problems these people have, and she's giving her opinion on what it could be, and that's pretty cool.
And there's a little inside joke in the studio about the couch. I had thought about it real quick before I sat down, and then the guy from the Navy came in and was like, I wouldn't be sitting there.
No, that's like the lesbian couch. Yeah.
There's more diseases on that couch than on Sandy Kane.
I'm not too worried about getting any diseases from it.
You should see what's gone on that couch.
When you go around in public, though, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
God,
you know what? We've seen some
so
crazy
sick.
Sights so far today, Anthony. John is the best so far.
Yeah, that's
that
just went
flying out. Can I give my friend Dan a plug?
Of course.
All right, downpour.com. Everybody check it out. It's a good band.
Nice.
Local band from Queens.
They should rename the band Leaky You Know What.
Downpour. They named it after him, yeah. Oh, my God. That is something.
All right. So what are the doctors
Do you think you should have that checked out?
I would still get it checked out. It's likely nothing, but there is a serious condition that can arise from a tumor in the center of your head that makes your nipple leak like that. So I wouldn't be playing around with something along those lines.
Right, right. The old tumor in the head.
It's always best to be safe than sorry.
He's had it for a really long time, too. Since 14, right?
Yep. But that's why I thought the first doctor was right, because that's about the same time I started smoking.
And, John, don't drink it anymore.
Please keep it out of your mouth.
Hey, but for that other contest, the cannibal contest, somebody wants to drink it.
Oh, God. Well, we might have to have you come down to offer the beverage for the people.
Yeah, we'll be fresh.
We'll put it in the cannibal stew that we're going
to
be making.
Oh, God, I'm so friggin' disgusted.
Let me go to Doug from Springfield. Doug, what's up?
Oh, you guys are nasty. This is better than Stacker 2. I lost my appetite. later, guys.
Doug, how did that sound on the radio? It went flying across the studio. He just squeezed it a little bit and boom.
Did it smell like blue cheese dressing?
Oh, God,
you
want to
play
it.
Now, right?
Stop it.
I don't want to play.
Hey, guys.
Stop it.
And Lisa has a question for the doctors on the line. Lisa, what's up?
Listen, I got into my regular gynecologist about this. I have a white discharge, and it has a fishy smell. I think it's the vaginosis thing. My doctor keeps telling me it's either a yeast infection or nothing.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel bad for my boyfriend, you know? I mean, he's too nice to say anything to me. and, you know, I just...
Yeah, I know,
I
we were just
know,
talking
like,
to him.
What?
Sorry, just...
Oh, no, and I just want to know, like, what antibiotic I should ask for.
And it depends what it is. Right. I mean, if it's, yeah, if it's trichomonas, then you treat it with flat... with,
yo,
well,
trichomonas.
You can use Flagyl for BV or... Yeah, but it... You know, it might not, you don't know necessarily what it is. And if it, a lot, we used to have a lot of people come in with a white discharge. They thought, were worried about it, and we would test it, pH test it, look at it in a microscope, and it really was nothing. And it's hard to convince people that sometimes it is nothing.
Sometimes it's nothing?
The sometimes best way. It's, so that can be normal?
It's
yes.
not normal.
A white discharge can be.
It doesn't seem normal, you know?
It's incredibly foul.
You're a girl.
Yeah, foul smelling's not, but white, just having a discharge in and of itself is not.
They ask
abnormal.
Your doctor to do, and I'm not kidding you, it's called the whiff test. They take the discharge.
The whiff test?
Yeah, the whiff
smell
test.
It.
You put it on a slide and drop potassium hydroxide on it and smell it.
You're a girl.
Anthony, I just figured something out.
Yeah.
Allison's actually a doctor.
Oh, yeah.
I thought she was faking it for our show.
Yeah, sure.
That's great.
All right, well, John, you rock. Lisa, thank
Thanks.
You.
Thanks, man.
All right.
Oh,
all right.
Man.
Well, who's next?
All right, who's next on the list? Mel?
Mel has the, I think, the golf ball growth.
Oh.
But it's not on You Know What, Anthony. It's right? Melly Mel?
It's hello, just man. Below.
Where are you from, Melly Mel?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, represented.
Moved to Manhattan.
Nice.
After there you go.
You seem like a happy guy.
Yes, I am.
That's good. And you got some little problem there, huh?
Yes, I got a bit of a golf ball size growth right here on my inner thigh.
Oh!
Little bit lower than the handbag.
Dude, I got to be careful because, I mean, you're a black guy. I thought you were grabbing your...
No.
Grabbing his junk.
And I'm like, just holding that out the other
way. Yo, man.
And I was thinking, wow, pretty impressive because it's halfway down his leg, but it's a whole different thing going on.
Yes,
okay,
is.
Go ahead. Let's let the doctors take a look there.
Okay. Excuse me while I whip this out.
How long has it been there?
It's been there for quite a while. Over a year.
Getting bigger slowly? Or?
No, I think that's not terribly.
Wow. Whoa.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Not at all. Not a drop.
Okay, and you want to describe that? It's like,
I'm not looking, Opie. You describe
it's,
it.
It's more than a golf ball size.
Yeah.
That could be a vascular growth. The way it's
what would that mean?
It's not well circumcised, but it can be a lipoma.
A vascular
lipoma. Lipomas rock.
Does it ever get bigger when you're?
Are you talking about the growth now or the other thing?
I'm talking about the growth.
Okay.
No.
Wow. Okay, it's not very. It's shaped. Like, again, if I may bring up Rocky Dennis's head, it's not like round, it's not smooth, it's got many little bumps on it.
It's halfway up his inner thigh, Anthony.
It's not like encapsulated or anything like that.
You think it's like blood vessels in there? And
it seems more vascular in nature.
Yes.
Blood vessels can actually grow awry and form kind of what he has in his thigh.
It's
more likely that than a lipoma.
What's a lipoma?
A lipoma is like fatty tissue growth. A soft, benign growth.
You need to go get an ultrasound done. They'll take a sound probe against it, and they'll tell you exactly.
See
what
if it's a boy or a girl. Yeah. The ultrasound.
Same exact probe, but you'll see if it's hollow.
Is it soft, that thing? Yeah, very soft.
No, I'm not
very
soft.
We never know what we're talking about here, do we? Wow, that's something. And how long have you had that going?
About a year. Yes. Never at all.
It's not painful.
Does it get in the way
or
anything?
Something?
No, not at all.
And did it start out small and all of a sudden it just, or one day you woke up and went, whoa!
It was like that Ray Milan, Rosie Greer thing. I just woke up one day and there it was.
Ray Milan's head or Rosie Greer's head.
Exactly.
Yeah, I hear you.
How long have you had it? About a year.
So is it serious, doctors?
Yeah. Get it checked out, especially if it's grown that large, that fast.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Just to get it checked out.
No matter.
Understood.
Get that checked out, my friend, with the ultrasound.
Will do. I'd like to re-robe now.
Yeah, please. Pick up your pants. You're insulting all of us white people, Amy. Jesus. Wow, we actually have what he's going to sound like at the doctor's office. Hold on.
Oh, help me. Help me. Help me. Somebody help me. Help me. Help me.
I love Blazing Saddles.
All right, Mel, you rock.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Wow.
That was pretty impressive.
Well, there you go. He had it, and they told him he should get it checked out.
It was way more than a golf ball.
Yeah, that's that looked like a green. The whole golf ball, the green, everything, a little lumpy.
Yeah, he's a goner.
Oh, God. Look at the doctors now. He's a goner. That's
awful. Can it be serious, though?
No, I'm just kidding.
No, most likely not. Well, I think you might have scared him a little bit, so maybe you should tell him that. He needs to get checked out.
Well, of course. Anything like that, you should get checked
out. Anything that grows to that size in 1 year. I mean,
he's had a year.
If you had that for 15 years, it's one thing. But, I mean, look at the size of that thing.
Yeah.
Someone wants to know if I could hit that into Central Park, Anthony.
Give it a whirl.
Yeah.
All right.
Rick, what's next? We got three people left on the list. We've got Anthony, Pete, and Sandy Kane.
Oh, boy.
Can I see the list?
Now,
I'm hoping this one person showed up.
Mm.
The cauliflower one?
Not yet.
Oh, wow, yeah.
All right, let's bring in Anthony. We can keep going.
Where's Anthony?
What does he have?
He has rotting corneas, Anthony.
What? Corneas.
Yes. Yes.
What do you have?
I have rotting corneas.
Where are you
rotting
from?
Rotting corneas.
New York?
How old are you?
What is 21.
And what is a rotting cornea?
Exactly, aside from a rotting cornea.
Oh. Some kind of a...
they're pulling out their flashlights.
They got their flashlights out. Take a look at your...
By the way, we have like four or five doctors in the studio.
Yeah.
You have scarring on your cornea?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Is it a herpetic infection?
That's the first thing that comes to mind.
I hear you.
Scarlet fever.
Scarlet fever? What are we, in the 1800s?
She had scarlet fever.
She got the scarlet fever.
All right, hold on. They're taking a look. All the doctors are taking a look.
Do you wear contacts and not change them? No.
It's horrible. Especially when you shine lights.
When I know without my glasses, I can't believe it.
Wait, you have bad eyesight, but you can see with glasses fine?
Kind
of. And my shoes.
Bring my shoes down.
There's so many things that can do that. There's about five different viral infections. There's something called Morne's ulcers that eat away your eye.
I've had this scar on my eye for like years and years and years. I went into the Navy and they, you know, gave me a full exam. And they just like, all right, you have this, this, and this. Sorry, we have to kick you out.
Oh, boy.
I was in like 2 weeks of boot camp, got kicked out, I was so pissed off.
And you'd have been perfect for killing some of those Afghanis over there.
MFers.
You'd be shooting, you can't see anyone. Ha ha, Magoo! Yeah, I'm shooting my own people, Magoo! You've done it again! Oh, my Georgie Magoo!
So, Docs, what's going on? His corneas are rotting away?
This is something I believe you should go to a specialist for.
Right to an eye. You got to go to an ophthalmologist because some things you can treat with antibiotics, some things need steroids, some things you just kiss that eye goodbye.
I was told.
One eye or both?
It's soon to be both. They noticed in my right eye, too.
Well, we should bring in Blind Dave so he could give you some pointers.
Yes, yes. I saw an ophthalmologist.
And what did he tell you was the problem?
She diagnosed me with Terrian's corneal dystrophy.
It's not.
That's on a sclera.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course.
That's what I was thinking.
I know. That was my diagnosis.
There's a lot of specialized eye hospitals at, you know, Will's Eye in Philly or something Manhattan Eye near.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of hard to talk with, especially the eye. You know what I mean? It's not like. I think you go to a specialist. Yeah. Maybe you go to a specialist there and have that dealt with immediately.
Where do you live?
I live in America. I don't have insurance, though. That's the whole thing.
Where do you live? Communist country there? You go in and you don't pay them.
I work in a free
They get paid anyway. They get their money from the government somehow.
Well, if you go to one of the teaching hospitals in town, I'm sure that they can kind of set you up in one of the clinics. And they would be real interested in seeing your case.
So I have like 50 million people looking at my eye, tearing my eye. And
well, if they treat you.
Teaching hospital. Yeah.
I went through that once. I mean, I don't need to go through it again.
But if they can help you.
Yeah, what are you going to do? The other alternative
is... come up with a pile of cash.
Go blind, I mean...
Hey, our hot doctor's looking at her watch like she's got
to
go.
We need to get Sandy.
Yeah.
Oh,
we should probably...
Well, we got enough doctors that could do the Sandy Kane thing.
Yeah.
Because we got to get the other Pete on.
All right. Okay.
All right. So what's your final thoughts with this guy, doctor?
Immediately to an eye doc.
All right.
Absolutely. Ophthalmologist.
All right.
One of the teaching hospitals would probably be able to work on that best.
What do you want, a referral?
Do you think we're from New York or something?
Dude, here's what you do. Here's what you do. You go to an eye doctor, right? You tell them, bill me. and then you don't pay them. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Been there, done that. Been there,
you
done
got,
that.
You guys see how that happens, right? You got to help. It's part of the. It's one of the parts of being a doctor. Sometimes you're going to get screwed on the bill because people need help. What do we do? Yeah, sometimes I can't afford the food. I just leave.
Just walk up and eat the meal, then you walk
and then
up,
you
go
leave.
To the bathroom, then you leave. Like, oops.
Yeah, all right, should we?
Yeah.
Let's get Pete in here.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Go to another doctor Anthony. Immediately.
Immediately.
Is that guy after what? He's gone now. Is he effed? He's going to be blind, right? Oh, look at him all on their heads. Great.
If that's HSV or CMV or Morin's ulcer, that's just going to ride away without therapy.
Oh, my God. He's got to take care of that immediately.
Holy yes. David Wells just entered the studio.
Oh, wow.
Everybody says that.
Yeah, you do look like David Wells.
I just wish I had the women he has.
Yeah, huh?
Oh, by the way, Laurie was on the line, the black guy Mel that came in from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did look like a potato.
Yeah, kind of a potato right under the skin.
Right under the skin.
Soft potato.
Mashed blood in the thigh.
I can believe it.
All right, potato.
Pete, what's going on?
I got this thing on my jaw, like right here on like the...
Buccal mucosa?
The labial side, you know, it's this lump, you know, it's not on the other side, it's on this side. It's a big round ball. Didn't bother me at all till I was like sitting waiting for the train. I licked underneath my lip, I'm like, what the hell is that? Mm-hmm. Now it's been fine.
Do you dip?
Do you chew?
I smoke.
You smoke. Uh-oh. Oh, boy. Could this be our first one?
How long have you had
it? Take a look.
The big casino, Tony.
Yeah.
I first noticed it a week ago. It's the first time I noticed it.
It's the big casino, Tony.
Well, why don't you stop smoking?
No, it doesn't hurt. There's no pain. But now I know it's there, so it's bothering me.
Right.
You know? Oh, Jesus. Lord.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's right. Inside the
tongue.
Inside.
Here we go.
Oh.
Here we go. All right, they're
going to
take a look.
Oh, boy, the tongue depressors and flashlights are coming out. Many gloved fingers going towards his mouth.
He just said, Jesus, Lord.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus, Lord.
That's never good.
Well, Richard Dreyfuss called us.
All right, he's sitting down. They're making him sit down.
Oh, my God, he's sitting. Oh, God. They're all around him with flashlights, tongue depressors, and fingers. They're all taking a look.
He looks so scared right now.
Take a look.
Uh-oh. All right. Where? Let's all take a deep breath. Sorry. They're taking a look.
Come on.
Oh, wow.
What is it? Oh, uh-oh.
I see what it is.
What is it?
Lift the tongue up more.
It's right there.
Oh. Okay. Oh, there it is.
What is it?
Someone's got to touch that.
Someone's got to touch that.
Someone's got to get their fingers in.
It's hard as a rock.
It's hard as a rock. It's hard.
Yeah, you got to get that.
Oh, my goodness.
I got insurance. Who the f*** do I talk to?
Hey. All right, hold on.
Yeah,
all right.
You know, it's right here. Yeah, you can't see it from where you're at.
It's not painful, but now that I noticed it, I feel it. It's not pain, but I know it's there now. Now that I felt it.
The looks that the doctors are giving are not good. Oh, my God. That isn't good. They're all in his mouth.
It was all fun and games.
All fun and games until someone has the big casino.
But that's not what that is.
What is it?
What?
Oh, my God.
The doctor's just, like, shaking his head, kind of like, uh-oh. Don't say anything.
There's doctors a lot.
How long have you been smoking, sir?
Times 10.
20 years you've been smoking?
You want to get your hand in it?
Oh, my God.
16 years of smoking.
16 years of smoking.
This
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Let's get some strippers down here immediately.
Where's Dr. Kennedy?
He's going to do it. Yeah, they're still like them.
Oh, my
God. I can't see it.
Hell, this seemed like a good idea in the back office.
Holy Jesus.
The one guy doesn't even want to be part of it.
Oh,
the one doctor has given up.
Other side.
Oh, boy.
Other side of the gum, labial.
Grab that mic. What do you think?
When in doubt, cut it out.
Oh, my God.
Cancer?
Older side.
Have you quit smoking since you discovered it?
Open his mouth really well.
They're like really getting in there.
There's
flashlights.
I could see it in the mirror. Come on. You're supposed to be a doctor. Come on, man.
Oh, now he's arguing. I see.
Ed, give him that mic. This doc doesn't want in on it.
Doctor.
Get over here. They can't hear us.
Talk low.
it's a solid mass inside of his mouth. I mean, and it's growing in a smoker. That's got to come out. And number one diagnosis until proven otherwise.
Okay.
The big casino.
Yeah, it's on the inside of it. All right.
Oh.
Do you see it? It's right in here.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Got it. He doesn't want anything.
Uh-oh. The doctor's feeling it.
No, you need to have that checked.
Oh, boy. Oh, my God.
If you check it,
what do you
think? That's why people shouldn't smoke.
Right. Have you stopped smoking?
I'm a big anti-smoking.
Well, why didn't you just throw those goddamn things away?
Because I felt it on the platform of the LIRR yesterday.
Well, see, very good now. Very good.
So
you started smoking heavy to get all your smoking in now. Have that checked out immediately.
Well, what is it?
We can't say exactly what it is, but it definitely needs to be seen by an ENT.
By who?
I have ear, nose, and throat specialist.
Okay.
Someone who can properly diagnose you with exactly what it is.
I have good coverage. I need to know who I need to see about this.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have a primary care doctor?
I have coverage. I'm covered.
Jesus.
Okay, because you need to go to your primary care doctor, whoever you're assigned to.
Oh, my God.
Let him see that, and he'll make the arrangements of what to send you.
What the hell's the prognosis? Geez. What do you think it is?
There could be a lot of things that...
Could be a lot of things.
You know, that come to mind, but it's something that needs to be looked at.
How about we give the top three?
Especially being a smoker. Especially being a smoker, my friend. See, you got to throw those away. They're very bad for you.
Hey, why are they all giving the C sign? What is the C sign?
Canker sore.
Canker sore.
No. I don't have any canker.
Yeah,
of course
you hear
not.
That somebody's a smoker, or especially if they drink too, you worry that they have a cancer in their head neck. Because most head neck cancers occur in smokers. That's
the first thing that came
to
my mind.
So that's what you worry about, and it might not be.
I figure they have to take a hacksaw and cut like half my face.
No, what you do now is have it checked out immediately.
We don't even know what it is. You need to go get it checked.
I figure the worst, you know. Like,
well, better to figure the worst, and then you'll be a...
doctor with a sawzall just cutting my jaw.
No.
Listen, there's a lot of new type of treatments where they may not even have to do surgery on you, but it's the type of thing that it needs to be evaluated quickly.
Stereotactic radio surgery.
There's...
There
is absolutely no way we can say what that is, but what needs to be done is called a biopsy. They'll just take a little tiny piece of the tissue. There's no sawzall. You're not going to lose your jaw. And then they send that off to the pathologist that comes back and tells you it's nothing, it's something. And then the treatment from there...
What if it's something? That's well and good.
What if it's something?
I need to know who I go to right now. That I got this big lump in my jaw. What type of doctor do I go to?
It's called ear, nose, and throat, ENT.
Ear, nose, and throat. Yeah. And that doctor, I have an ear, nose, and throat guy.
That's what you have to go see.
Say, I don't know what the hell that is.
No.
He's
not a good doctor.
You know something? He'll take care of it. He'll, like you said, do a biopsy.
He specializes in this type of thing.
We're telling you. Ear, nose, and throat.
Ear, nose, throat.
Pete, you're going to get this looked at immediately,
right? I'm diagnosing
him
as
deaf.
Okay.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Deaf.
Well, I got to work tomorrow, so Monday.
Ear, nose, throat.
All right.
That's who you need to go to. We're not going to properly, we're not going to give you a specific diagnosis.
Right.
You need to go to a specialist, someone who will be able to, like the other physician said, take a biopsy.
In your professional opinion, if you had to be, if you had to be quizzed on it, what would you say that would be?
He can't.
All I can say is I'm glad not you.
Come to mind with that, and like I said, one of the things could be a malignancy.
One thing.
What would we write on as a diagnostic code would be a mass in the mouth. We wouldn't write exactly what it was today. If it were an office, because we don't know.
What would you write on my death certificate? How you
missed. Well, we would have a biopsy by then. We would have a biopsy.
On Black Girl's Chart, they wrote ass. So that's kind of close to mass, but dude.
You can't know without doing a biopsy. Okay.
Dude, yeah, like they said, go to a specialist, and you know something? This could be very good. You came down here on a whim. You check it out. Now people are telling you to check it out. Before you know it,
turn the lights off. I'm an electrician.
Before you know it, you could have it taken care of, and all of a sudden it's like, wow, geez, a good thing you caught that in time. There you go.
I was sitting there. I was bored. I called up. I was listening.
All right. Well, good thing you did, my friend.
Thanks for having this.
All right.
Thank you, Pete.
No problem.
I think we have to say goodbye to the hot doctor, Allison.
Yes, Allison. Thank you so much for coming down.
Huh?
Sandy Kane's about to come.
Right. And Rick, are you insane after what we just went through? We need to take a break and regroup, it's called. Even we're smart enough to realize that.
West Coast Dave said you just made 12 million people stop smoking.
Well, you want to know the truth? Look at this one. Chris, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Let me tell you guys, I am so glad that you did this bit today.
Why?
I am going to stop smoking, stop drinking, get on the right diet, And God forbid, no offense, I never have to be on this cringe radio that you are doing today.
All right. Thank you, Chris. All right. The hot doctor, cool. Allison, has to get out of here. We're going to regroup, Anthony.
That's a good one. Yeah.
And we're going to wrap up this ridiculous bit with Sandy Kane, and we're going to finally find out what Twatto is. And we will do that next.
All right.
It's very uncomfortable in here right now. We'll be back.
Anthony Show.
Oh my God.
Well, this bit sounded like a great idea in the back office, but
we were all having fun.
I am really freaked out. I feel like there's many things wrong with my body now.
I got the
people are quitting smoking all over the country now that we're syndicated.
Good thing, and well, they should.
No joke, man. That last guy was the real deal. Something is going on with him, and he needs to be checked out immediately.
Hopefully, he will get checked out.
We had no official diagnosis, but the doctors were all pretty much shaking their heads. The hot doctor said, I'm not touching it.
Wow.
All right. Glenn, what's going on?
Yeah, that was the freakiest radio I've heard in my entire life. Oh. My heart's still going a mile a minute.
Yeah, it was very...
I've never been more uncomfortable in my life.
Seriously,
to see the doctor's faces turn from, hey, we're all having fun and making cute little doctor jokes. Oh, my God, we were hoping we wouldn't see one of these today.
That was great. And I quit smoking a year ago today, or tomorrow, actually. I realized that after that happened, and I'm just like, I'll never go back.
Yeah. Norton, you're going to smoke or what?
Nah, man, this is it.
No, you're done.
I'm telling you.
He pulled one cigarette out of his pack of cigarettes, threw the rest of the pack away, and he goes, that's it. I'm just having this one.
I'm done.
But it's like when you quit, you got to just throw them the
hell. How long have you
people quit on New Year's Day, they make a goal for themselves, and I know guys that have done it. I'm done.
How long have you been smoking?
About 15 years.
And you saw...
I've been wanting to quit for a long time.
But you just saw what was going on in the studio, and that was it.
I don't know what's wrong with that guy, but it's just like their faces, and I'm like, you know what, man, enough, enough, enough. I quit drinking, I quit getting high, enough, done. That's it, no more.
What about Stinky?
What?
He's young.
Young smoker.
I don't know.
Yeah, there he goes. I'm young. I'm young.
No, don't even look at. Don't even look.
You might see traces of mule juice, but nothing else.
And what about you? You do the smoking every once in a while. You go.
No,
on stages?
I'm done. What are you kidding?
No, you haven't in
I've
a long, long time.
A while. I throw them away, and that's it.
Done.
That's it. Oof.
Do you take anything, or you just stopped?
Just stop. Throw the goddamn pack away, and then when you go to light up, and you have the cigarette in your hand, and you go to put it in your mouth, you don't wake up out of a haze and go, oh my God, there's a cigarette burning in my mouth. It's a conscious decision that you make.
Yeah. So guys, what do you think now that the guy's out of the studio? Seriously.
Dude.
This is just, you know, your opinions.
I mean, you got to be concerned that the number one diagnosis is cancer. Cancer is the answer, tumor is the rumor, so...
Oh, my God. I don't like that rhyme.
And it's in a bad place, too, right?
Yeah. The head and neck cancer is not a good one at all.
It spreads very quickly.
Some of the surgeries involved in having to remove those sorts of things are not pretty.
I'm going to go see my mommy tonight. I need to suckle. Oh, my God.
I can't take
this.
You
just get that guy back in.
Oh, my God.
I can't take this.
But him coming in might have been the best thing, because he might not have got that check for another year instead of coming in today and seeing your horrified faces.
This will be the last time we do this,
because that's all.
I don't know if we can handle this one.
Yeah, right. This might be the only time we do this. Why don't we get back to some fun anomalies on some of these
people? I'm already hearing rumors about Twaddle, though, and that's not going to be fun either, man.
Oh, boy.
Just hearing rumors, Anthony. They were showing me pictures. Let's just put it that way.
Great, great.
You want to bring in Sandy Kane?
Why don't we why don't we do that? Why don't we get? Because we told people we were going to do it before six.
Yeah, we got to keep our promise for once. Okay.
And anything else would be anticlimactic at this point. Like, hey, no, I don't want to.
And stupid us.
I'm glad I blew my own.
Hold on, Sandy. I'm going to turn her mic off because that's the easiest way. Stupid us. I just quickly want to bring that guy in. As filler, as they call in the radio biz.
That could have been a lifesaver right there.
But instead, he was the showstopper.
Our show, we could do what we want.
Will you stop
talking to her dildo?
I'm sorry, but he gets very offended.
All right.
Because he loves you. He loves you. He loves Opie and Anthony. And you know, he's so fantastic. Nervous to come on. And then you said, turn him off.
Sandy.
Sorry, Anthony.
Do you know who these are?
I've been waiting for this all my life.
They're throwing tongue depressors at her.
The doctors. Man, you guys, they do listen to our show.
They got a great bedside manner.
They're just throwing stuff at Sandy Kane.
They should have brought some needles out of that little metal box.
The biohazard box.
Glad I brought you dildos.
Sandy.
It's my protection.
Do you know who these gentlemen are, some of these people in this studio?
Well, one's wearing a coat. Like, that looks like a guy from Roosevelt Hospital. That I once got in the bathroom. Yeah? I remember. He was so cute. Couldn't help it. He was so
Jesus.
Cute.
So there wasn't a patient in a coma?
Anthony.
Sandy.
You know.
Yeah.
We have to explain Sandy in like 20 seconds to the new cities. I mean,
Sandy has a public access cable show.
Thank you.
And she was a dancer, a stripper, back in the older days
of
Times
Square. I did spa nightclub the other night. And I stripped and I lit up my breasts for Amanda Lepore's party.
I think I could do this a little quicker than Sandy can.
Yeah.
Back in the day, the old 42nd Street.
Which was like a year ago.
It was back in the days before Giuliani, when you used to be able to...
Years ago, I worked at Show World.
Before Giuliani.
To the Triple Tree Theater.
The last time she stripped for money, Roy Campanella had legs.
You are awful, man. God damn, is that great.
Bravo.
A Roy Campanella leg reference.
Bravo.
All right, so Sandy was a stripper. She got her own cable show.
She does my own show.
Yeah, she does her own show.
I did spot nightclub the other night for 2,000 people.
She's a little... I'll be nice, but I'm going to be honest. She's a little older than we like our strippers. Right? And
depends.
She's
if you're blind, I look great.
She's had a tough life in some aspects.
Yeah, bring in the guy with the rotting corneas. They'll think you're a supermodel.
She was gang raped by a bunch of Jewish gentlemen many years ago.
And these doctors look like they're like the guys that raped me.
Oh, there you go. Look at her. And we brought her here today because she has something growing. And it is, let's just say it's on her very lower abdomen.
Yeah.
Let's just put it that way. We believe it's some type of a wart.
Can we say it's on the grass?
Yeah, we could
it's
say
on
that.
The grass.
We believe it's some kind of a wart. There's been speculation. We put the picture on the web, but we figure Sandy's getting upset now because since we've said this, people don't want to talk to her, touch her.
Hold on, Sandy. I turned on your mic.
So now we're finally going to get this taken care of and have these doctors give
like
their opinion.
It looks like an ear.
It looks like the ear that was grown on the back of that mouse genetically.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why don't we just get this over with?
I hope
Sandy,
it's not very bad, you know,
Sandy,
because I get scared.
Pull your...
what if I need an operation?
I hate that I have to say this. Pull that down.
Can we check out the other side, too, doctors? You've seen it all,
She's
right?
She's got a roid. That's really bad.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a roid.
And I just ate Mexican food for you guys.
All right, why don't you show them the roid first, then? Because that's the...
It really is a beautiful roid.
Yeah, show them the roid first, because that's...
I always see it on my own show. I know. Beautiful ass. Can I say that?
You can say that.
All right, show the doctors the roid first.
Did you guys just ask if that tumor was in a bad place? Like there's a good place for an effing tumor. That's Joe from the East Side. Here goes Sandy.
Wait, you're going to show...
Who's this?
Don't touch Stinky. Sandy, show the roid first. Show the roid first.
Show him the roids.
Sandy. The roids.
These doctors are worse than Opie and Anthony.
There you go.
Save Twato for the end. I want you to do the roid first.
Oh, yeah, that's you the like big that? One. You like the rear end?
You need an opening act before the headliner comes out.
That's funny. All right, show the...
Look at her.
Which doctor?
All right.
Show
the
doctor
with the flashlight and the gloves and the hazmat suit. Show the rich boss. That's awful. I love you, boss.
Sandy.
God, she's so annoying. She's
face
so
your
annoying.
Back.
Doctor's mad.
Turn your back to the doctor.
There you go.
Now pull that aside.
Ooh.
Pull it aside. You're not doing an act for him.
Mike, you're in such a ham.
Thanks, guys.
I'm a stripper.
Sandy, pull the thong aside. There you go. Now, look, Doc, what do you see?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's where Osama bin Laden's hiding, in that cave.
Oh.
That
may not be.
No. That may not be.
That may be Twato's cousin.
What is that?
That's what I thought.
What does that look like,
Doc?
That might
be Twato's cousin,
that's
Anthony.
That's Twato's cousin.
All right. And what do you think that might be?
Ooh, I hope I wipe.
A wart? You think it's a wart?
Wait, that's not a roid?
All right.
No, that's not a roid.
There is a roid in there.
Well, yeah, sure. No,
there
it's
is.
Not a roid. They're saying it's not a roid.
There's a roid, honey. It's inside.
Yeah. Sandy knows.
That could be the next
three
president.
Doctors are standing around with flashlights looking, but they know. They don't know. You know.
There is a definite hemorrhoid in there.
Well.
Because I was almost once operated on, so.
But, Sandy, there's something else that they're saying.
There's more than one thing.
Wipe?
No, it has nothing to do with that.
Stop. They're going to dump out. Stop.
Show the front.
All right, Sandy, show them.
All right, so they're saying, Anthony, that they might be a cousin of Twato.
Right.
Okay, here
that's
we go,
be
Doc.
Some type of war thing. Now, guys, get a load of this.
Okay, all right.
Pull it out. Let's see it. Look at that, guys.
Oh, man.
That's the doctor saying
that's
that.
That's nuts.
Cousin of the other guy's skin.
What
bag.
The hell is that?
Oh.
You know?
They know, Anthony. Mike. They know.
Guys, what do you
we
think?
We know with diagnostic certainty what that is.
What is it, guys?
Condyloma acuminata.
Oh!
Otherwise known as cauliflower.
Yeah, that is a large overgrown genital wart.
Yeah.
100%.
Oh,
and
my
the,
God! Yeah.
And the thing on the back is another one that is grown perirectally.
Oh my God!
They're losing outside the studio! Pararectally!
Oh my God!
Pararectally!
Oh, Jesus! Perianal genital warts.
Oh my God! Look, I need a shower.
And
right
to
now.
To prove this, I have brought photographic evidence that we're not getting.
Sandy, look at the picture.
Evidence. That's what you have.
Sandy, look at the picture.
That is what you have. That's look familiar?
Yes, it looks like Sandy Kane.
Sandy, see, we told you. Now you got
to
go.
Actually, you want to get the way you can find out for sure, 100%, and I know it sounds silly, is put a little bit of vinegar on it, and it's going to blanch white because the acetic acid reacts with the warty tissue. I can guarantee you.
Can use balsamic and maybe
100%.
Make it a little tasty.
These guys have no doubt, Anthony.
Is that contagious?
I think
is it contagious? You think you were born with that?
No, in the
could
plague
that be a
isn't
show
either.
Event.
Right. Yeah.
You got it many years ago.
Yeah.
All right, Sandy.
I mean,
isn't there one? How do you say this?
Oh, closer to another area.
Yes.
Even closer.
Yeah. Like,
there's something going on. Oh, I don't even know how to say this.
If you
Norton.
Open a door,
yes, right. Okay. Let's say you have something on the outside of the door in your house. Right. You go to your house. There's something there that maybe you need a carpenter to come and remove. It's a growth on the wood.
Right,
outside
the
house. Is it true, Sandy, that if this was your house, that if you open the door and walked in, there'd be something in the hallway also growing on the wall? She's
Did
looking at me like
that?
A fish out of goddamn water.
You're the only one that didn't get.
I'm just saying, so what do you do about it, doctor?
Shotgun with a toe attachment.
How do you get rid of something
I
like that?
I give that recommendation. When it gets that big, it's got to come off surgically. When they're smaller, you can treat them. There's a drug called Condilox that you can treat it with. That size, it's got to be surgically removed. Then you may even need the medicine, and it may recur. But that definitely has to be treated surgically. The bigger problem with it is that you're saying you had it for so long is that there's certain serotypes of that. It's the number one cause of cervical cancer. So you got to go, no kidding around.
You
need to go get that checked out. When was your last patch smear?
Before I was born. I don't think I ever had one.
Yeah, you
let's tell you, it was so long ago, the guy's name was Pap.
Yeah.
That did it. It was actually Pap that did it. Pap himself. Yeah.
No
Pap.
No kidding around. You got to go get a Pap smear.
Can I tell a story? Years ago, I went to Bellevue Hospital. This female doctor, this was like 15 years ago, and she said something about that. and that, oh, this is terrible, and blah, 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 about cancer. And then it was 15 years ago, and then they killed this particular doctor. So I just, no, they killed her, murdered her at the Bellevue Hospital.
So she couldn't have been right.
Later. So I'm
so
still living with
right.
this.
Right. She's dead and you're still alive.
Yes,
how does that figure?
That's exactly what I'm guys, you think I should have it removed?
Well, you know, we got to cancel. We got to cancel the next segment of the show because Turkish was going to come in and suck on
right.
Otto.
He was going to like try to
no
actually
sucking.
Kiss it or
no
something.
Sucking.
But no, this
Anthony,
is no highly sucking. Not recommended.
A lot of reporters, including Bill O'Reilly, ask us where our line is. We found it today.
Here it is.
Okay,
we will not have a guy suck on Twato today.
Right.
What's Andy?
Okay. My experience, and I've lived a long time, as you guys
obviously.
Make fun of,
yeah.
No. With doctors and dentists, as you see. And I even went for my mouth, and they want to just totally, really destroy it, whatever I
destroy it.
Yeah, totally, totally destroy it. And I don't believe in doctors, and I'm just going to
keep
going.
You don't believe in them like the Easter Bunny. Sandy, so what you're saying, let me get this straight. You're saying you are not getting that taken care of.
No.
Just get it taken off, you horse's ass. Go to
what
a doctor.
What do you get it cut off?
Are you still,
Sandy?
Are you still sexually
yeah.
active? She's spreading that everywhere,
it's a
isn't
long
she?
Story, but no.
Just get it taken.
Do
off.
You do you have people pay you money for Hummers?
What's a Hummer? No, of course not.
Anything for sex? Have you had sex with a man anytime
since
or,
I've
or
had
a woman?
Yes, many times.
Oh boy.
What happens from voice. Here to Sandy Kane if she doesn't take care of it?
No way of telling, you know what I mean? It may not be one of the bad serotypes, and it's just
I'm sure
disgusting,
it's
and it
not,
adds good comedy
not.
To your show.
Yeah, but because
sure
of the risk.
Not, dude.
Yeah, the risk.
What are the risks of anyone being affected by this without having any type of sex with her?
Oh, no, no. It's not spread through the air or anything, but if you're touching
but,
that
wait,
intimately...
Wait, if she's fondling it like she just was, and then theoretically touches that door handle, and someone touches the door handle...
All right, we're safe.
No?
Thank God.
Zero. All right, look, I don't care. I want this whole place decontaminated. Please. Where's the Lysol?
By
get
the way,
the Lysol.
We should say that this is the doctor's opinion, so
exactly.
what it is.
Well,
even though they're pretty
not.
Sure,
and
but it's a better...
It's not this, it's not that.
No, they
no,
said
Sandy.
What it is.
Sandy,
said what it
there's
is.
Many
it's
different types
much.
Of it.
We're all in agreement.
Yeah,
here.
Sandy.
Genital warts.
This
yeah.
show sucks.
and I'm agreeing with doctors suck.
Hey,
can
Sandy.
I tell you something, Anthony? A couple people called and said they're going to quit smoking after the last guy that may have the throat cancer.
Good move.
Those same people just called back, no joke, and they started smoking again.
Just listening to Sandy.
Because of what they just heard with
did
Sandy.
Did you have that thing on a letter to Senator
crack.
Daschle?
What was that?
Nothing you'd
I'm
ever
still
understand.
Having Roy Campanella's legs.
Sandy,
It's a sad day for Sandy Kane.
You've got to get that taken care of.
And you have a friend. It has a friend.
I'm not
and
a doctor. I saw it, but
you
I
saw
I don't
it.
Know what
well,
the hell
you have
it is.
Eyes, right? You know what a hemorrhoid is.
There could also be a hemorrhoid, but it looks like you
yeah.
have
in there with
God.
A camera to see how far in it goes.
With a camera.
Yeah, because sometimes it goes so far up that they have to remove an entire part of your rectum.
Oh, my God.
I think I'm just going to just keep going, guys.
Sandy Kane has a virtual Kellogg snack pack of STDs
no,
roaming
mean,
around.
I mean,
you know,
I
you want a little
good.
You want a little sugar pops or you want the corn flakes or
I
the special K. There's all kinds
I'm
of stuff.
I'm going to keep going. I'm not
you are a wreck.
Sandy Kane is the monkey from Outreach.
Yeah, from Outbreak.
Why don't I maybe have sex with one
monkey.
Of you guys and see
oh.
if one of you comes down with genital warts.
Like I said yesterday, I'd rather get in a dryer of razor blades with Magic Johnson. Pete, what's up?
You better decaminate that chair that you've been sitting on.
Yeah, it's gotten bad. It's
I've been standing.
Yeah, this is Kat from Rockville Center says, "Holy ass, how can you be in the same room with that? I'm spraying my radio with Lysol just from hearing it."
We were right the whole time, Anthony.
Everyone's suggesting hazmat suits. Yeah, we were right the whole time. And Lou from Brooklyn went, "Bill's dead." Oh no, what happened?
let's go to Danny. Danny, you're next on the Opie and Anthony show.
Hey guys, you remember that guy who put the preparation H on her backside there?
He's totally fine, and I'll tell you why. He wore gloves, thank God.
He wore gloves. Sandy was complaining about a hemorrhoid, so we had a listener put on rubber gloves, put preparation H on his fingers, and apply it to the infected area. And
We didn't know that there was something else going on there at the time, but you guys went in there with a flashlight, a mining helmet.
They have no doubt in their minds, Anthony.
All right, well, we do have some more people. You know, I'm done with this. Send everyone home. I've had it.
Can we go home?
I've had it. Sandy, do you have...
You got something between your legs.
Sandy, listen to me. Sandy.
I hope.
Sandy, do you have a song?
Yeah, I do.
She's got a new song. You wanted to sing it?
She could sing it before we take a break.
What is it about?
It's called My Boyfriend's Black.
Yeah. All right. Is
dedicated
it a...
Dedicated to the guy that you threw out of this...
Right. We figured it wasn't medically sound for him to be caressing that thing.
I'm as healthy as Roy Campanella's legs.
Sandy, are you bummed at all?
Yeah, are you upset with this?
Truly, I have such disrespect for doctors and dentists.
Why?
Because they're all BS.
They're not. Why would they BS you? You're such an ass. Down to your core, you're an ass. These doctors are telling you something, go get it fixed. Don't be other doctors, you fraidy cat. Just get it fixed.
Why? It bothers other people.
You're giving other people diseases.
You have an end table on your... Get it fixed.
Wow, if that wasn't plain English.
Wow. Okay.
We had to dump out of that, but at least he gave her a...
More to love. More to love.
More to love.
Yes. It is. I think it's like it's famous down there. I love it.
Oh, wait a minute. They're looking at something else. Hold on. Doctor, what are you looking
at? We'd like to look at her nose for a second because there's something going on over there.
Sandy, what is that? Let me look.
Okay, we never noticed the nose before.
Yeah, some of my nose.
Wait, take a look.
You knew it too?
That's nothing. Yeah.
Most witches have that.
They're looking at her nose. God damn.
No, that was something. I had something removed, so, and then there was...
All right, what is nothing on her nose? Oh,
look, they're just investing. They're looking at her.
Nose job.
Are
you guys going to remove it for free?
She's like a new planet.
Is this
going to
be like, I'm
going to
get free implants? I'm going to get a free growth removal from you guys?
All right, listen.
Are they going to remove it for me?
You said you don't want to deal with it.
You don't want it removed.
But would they remove it?
No, you got to go to a specialist.
Well, aren't they specialists? Well, who are they?
You got to go to a vet.
Are they a vet? No, well, a specialist. What is that? That the specialist? If they're such dedicated doctors, won't they remove it if they care?
Oh,
all right, Sandy, you want to sing your song?
They don't care.
No.
But that's a doctor for
remove
you.
It with a howitzer.
Sandy, you want to sing your song?
Sure, I do.
Yeah, sing your song.
All right, you got to put headphones on, okay?
Okay.
Oh, no. Make sure you throw away those headphones after Sandy leaves. All right, you ready, Sandy?
I heard that.
Oh, your headphones. Sorry.
My headphones. All right, dildo. Don't worry about it.
All right, here we go.
Oh, that poor thing.
Here we go. Okay?
Likes you, man.
Here we go.
There we go. Sandy came singing her song. My boyfriend's black, is it, Ophelia?
My boyfriend's black and his name is Mike Tyson. Hey, he likes to rape me because I'm Jewish. My boyfriend's black and his name is OJ. Hey, he killed his wife with a knife, I say. Hey, my boyfriend is black.
Headphones off
her body. Right there, here. He is a black and Michael Jackson black.
Oh my God, they threw a chair at
him. My boyfriend's black and his name is Michael Jackson. He is a pedophile.
He likes
the action.
Oh, Jesus.
My boyfriend is black.
All right, I've had enough of her.
Wait.
Song.
What makes you believe that you believe all your lies, OJ?
This is the worst song ever.
You got a big black, and I really love you, size, I say.
The wings hit her in the head, Ant. Oh.
My boyfriend's black, and his name is OJ. Hey.
Everyone
he killed his wife with a knife, I say. Hey.
Oh. All right. Okay.
My boyfriend is black.
Right.
So all you black guys out there, I love you.
Right.
In fact, I'm getting a new black vibrator to dance to the show, right?
Oh, so, anyway,
I have a black one
Sandy Kane, everyone.
Right,
yes.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Elvis, baby.
All right.
She was a whore.
Thank you, Sandy.
I am a whore.
Is that supposed to be sexy?
Hey, is that Andrew Dice Clay?
You're the ugliest stripper I've ever seen in my life.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh, jeez. I don't want to get the H, fellas.
No S.
You're a filthy whore.
How about a nice bucket of AIDS? All right.
Goodbye.
All right.
Thank goodbye.
You. All right. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Right. Good riddance.
Goodbye.
All right. All right. All right. We'd throw you out of the studio, but no one wants to touch you, so. There you have it, gang. Sandy Kane, Twato equals genital warts.
Warts.
And it has a friend in the back area.
Oh, God damn. I am so completely disgusted. Guys, all right, look, you're all professionals and everything. I understand that. But when you see something like that, there's a basic human reaction to it. I mean, it's horrific.
It's disgusting.
It's never pleasant. It really is.
Yeah, yeah. And you knew right when you saw it, you're like, oh, yeah.
I saw it on the website today. Yeah. I'm like, oh.
It's one of the most disgusting things you've ever seen.
It's up there. Yeah. It's
her as a whole, person.
The cousin around back is worse than Quato itself.
God.
Really?
Cousin.
Yeah, it looked like it might have had twins. They were like two of them coming out.
God.
No kidding around. They can crawl up the rectal canal.
They can keep going and growing and crawling into certain areas that... Okay, great. That's fantastic. I am completely disgusted.
Docs, is it safe to say we're going to have two less listeners by this time next year?
Maybe three.
Maybe three? Another guy that we saw?
Just two.
Well, okay. If one's blind, we won't be able to find the radio.
Oh, God.
I
my God.
Today's show, you may lose thousands of listeners.
Is it safe to assume... Sandy Kane's cervix looks like Sonny Corleone after the toll booth.
Her rectum looks like the horse's head in the bed.
let's take a break, Anthony, huh?
Don't get that part.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony show. Hanging with a bunch of doctors. Boy, you guys are a bunch of laughs. Tim Norton in the studio, Anthony.
Yeah.
What a day, what a day, what a day. Ugh. You all right, Jim?
This is really... people think it's cringe radio to listen to. Try looking at it.
You see
a bunch of doctors go...
That's never good,
That's
right?
That's frightening.
We might have to start the What Do We Learn segment early today because they're just... It's off the charts.
Oh, my God. We're getting so many. What an education people got, whether they liked it or not.
We got a dentist on the line that's a little pissed off. Vince, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right, man.
Listen, I'm a dentist in New Jersey, and I think you guys are scaring the hell out of that guy, Pete. It can be cancer, but I don't think it is. I think it's something else.
Well, you didn't see it or feel it.
I did, exactly. I know I didn't, but where they were describing it at, it's more likely from either tooth borne or maybe like a salivary tumor or something like that.
Well, hopefully you're right.
That's right.
I'm praying you're right, Doc.
But you never know. It could be the big casino also.
All right.
All right. Love you guys.
All right. Bye.
They didn't say it was cancer.
Definite maybe.
You could get it checked.
They just, gave their opinions.
Yeah. Right.
No diagnosis today. Gina, what's going on?
Yeah, I got a solution to two problems.
Yeah.
Usually when you have a wart, they cauterize it. Norton wants to quit smoking. He can have his smoke his last cigarette and have him put it out on her wart, cauterize it, and so this way, every time he goes to light up another cigarette, he can think of that.
Think of the smell that comes
Norton's
off the burning
cigar.
Wart.
Very good. Jimmy, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I just want to thank you. I learned two valuable lessons. I quit smoking, and I stopped banging 99-year-old whores.
All right. Very good. B-Dog from D.C., what's up?
I'm just disgusted and repulsed beyond all recognition and comprehension.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Awful.
Oh, God. Just like you said earlier, Opie, I tossed my cigarettes out. I kept like two or three, and then I had to go pick the pack up off the ground and smoke like five more.
All right, big dog.
Yeah.
We're going to come see you guys soon. Thank you.
All right. See ya.
All right. There's a couple other guys. Do we have time? Maybe real fast. What do you want to do?
Do they have anything potentially life-threatening?
Yeah, I know we don't have much time.
Just keep them out.
Uncle John, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Sandy should wear a sign that says, do not enter, and change your name to the Warthag.
Warthag.
I'll tell you. Warthag. You know what's nice about, you know what's nice about being syndicated?
Yeah.
You've ruined dinner time nationwide.
No doubt.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, John, how uncomfortable did it get today?
Oh, man.
You've been listening to us for a long time.
Yeah, this was one of the toughest. Well, I'll tell you, this was one of the toughest.
Yeah.
It was scary.
We were all having fun and stuff, and all out of nowhere, it took a drastic left-hand turn off a cliff.
Big time.
Wow.
Oof, I'll tell you, I'm still shivering. That's crazy. Yeah, all right, man, I'll catch you.
I can't tell you how many people said that they'll never smoke again after today's show.
Yeah.
Ted writes, I know it's a little early for what did I learn, but I learned I finally figured out what happened to Earl's brain. When he was in the womb, it... Involuted.
There you go.
Very good. So, what's your name, bro?
Mike.
Hey, Mike. We don't have much time, so I guess we got to get right to it. You got this problem with your...
Wow.
Lift them both.
Lift them both. Oh, my God.
Again, if I could make the reference to the album cover.
yes. Blind Faith.
Blind Faith.
You look like the little girl on the Blind Faith.
The little girl on the Blind Faith album cover.
And why did you shoot Gunnery Sergeant Hartman?
Wow.
Yeah.
Private Pyle.
Puffy Nips. What do you guys think?
Gynecomastia, it's called.
They protrude.
Gynecomastia?
Man boobs?
Yep.
Man boobs.
And how is that taken care of?
It depends what causes them. Yeah. There's a lot of different causes.
How long you had them like that, sir?
Ever since I remember.
Yeah? Wow. I'm sure kids are very kind when it comes to things like that in school.
We've seen man boobs. This is a little different. It's the whole nip.
It's just the nip area. It's very
way
puffy.
Way out.
Those are pink and delicious looking.
Well, it's nice to know we could end on an up note with
man
boobs.
It's no problem. Very good.
We could squirt as far as that last guy.
Yeah.
That's all right.
It's not life-threatening, I hope. And
I don't think so.
Very good.
Can we put a picture of that up on the website?
I don't care.
All right.
Get the profile.
Steve from foundrymusic.com may have some good video for your viewing pleasure.
He has probably some of the sickest video we've ever seen from today. Yeah.
And if you don't know how to get to foundrymusic.com, go to opieandanthony.com and there'll be a link, okay? Steve, what's going on? What did you learn on the show today?
Howdy.
Hey.
Faggots.
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, I learned a few things. First, I learned I'm never going to smoke again. And I learned that Opie's left hand had fallen victim to bacterial vaginosis.
Yeah. Very good, Steve. Who knew lurking right just behind Twato was the more evil Mecha Twato on Sandy Kane?
Stoner,
because the Mecha is always a lot more dangerous than the regular one.
Big Lou from Buffalo. I learned today One more effective than those stupid quit smoking ads.
Yeah, I hope so.
Franz from Jersey, I learned that if a girl ignores her area, it's like a haunted house with hair. Two, I learned that homeless people use dual shopping carts for tax reasons. And I learned that the AIDS is called Ninja on the streets.
Yeah. The Ninja.
Jay.
I learned I never want to be a doctor.
Yeah.
What's up, Schwoogies?
Hey, Jay, what's up?
Hey, I learned I don't want anything involuted on my body.
Yes.
What's up, Bugs? Later.
Hey, Vic, you're next on the Opie and Anthony Show.
Yeah, I learned today that the only way to really cure Sandy Kane is a shotgun with a toe attachment.
Yep.
Norton rules.
Thanks,
boys.
All right.
Oh, God, I'm so skeeved out by today.
Why?
It's just Sandy Kane being in the same... Like that, the air that's going into her lungs and being breathed out might actually be breathed in by me.
Yeah. Jay, what's up?
She's a mess.
Yeah. What's up, Jay?
All right. At first, it's fine, but then you start stirring the juices.
Very good.
Stirring the juices.
Hey, do the doctors have any plugs? Nothing? You all set?
Yeah, they're going to keep it on the QT.
The one doc was telling us a great story during commercials.
Yeah, that's a good one.
About a little exam and a guy having a little problem while the exam was going
on. Oh, you could pretty much say what happened. He was giving the guy a finger probe to make sure everything was clear for an enema, is what it is. And the second he started his examination in that fashion, the guy had a happy ending all over the table.
And you know what's really, really annoying is I've continually apologized.
And the guy still holds it against you, Norton?
Yeah.
Denise from Delaware, I learned that almost everyone's third nip involutes when they were born, and I had to learn how to spell involute today.
F-Tart Mike from Dub Bronx. Today I learned that even doctors cover their eyes and grimace. That is true. We saw it. F-Tart Mike from Hell. I learned when you lick your lips on the train, you get cancer.
Oh, God.
Well, we don't know for sure.
Oh. Cecil from Philly, I learned if my salad turns white after putting vinegar on it, don't eat it. That's words to live by, Lloyd.
Scott, what's up?
I learned that the FBI got a hot tip in the Senator Dashiell case.
Yeah. Should be arresting Sandy.
Repo George.
Hey, I learned today that if a doctor says something's bizarre or cool, you're in big trouble.
Yeah. Well, why am I laughing? You're right. Thank you, George. Jonathan.
Hey, all I got to tell you is I'm so nauseous that my balls ache.
Dean from Staten Island. I learned last time Sandy went to a gynecologist, Voss's jokes were funny. Wow. Poor Voss.
He's not even here to defend himself.
Oh, he never is.
Stacy.
Yeah.
Hey.
I learned two things. One, there's a studio full of people who are going to have to go home and take a bath in acid.
Yeah.
And two, you can diagnose TWADO, but we still can't figure out what the hell it's attached to.
Yeah, someone was suggesting we ask TWADO if it wants Sandy Kane removed.
Ying-yang TWADO.
Thank you. Ying-yang TWADO. Very funny.
One for New York.
Later, man.
Let's go to Chris. Chris, what did you learn on the show today?
Hey, I learned that my boyfriend is black.
Some people enjoyed the Sandy Kane song.
Yeah.
Paul writes, I just want to be the first to say that today I learned the last time Sandy Kane stripped for money, Roy Campanella had legs, and bonus, the Dodgers were in Brooklyn.
Wow. What a day.
Dave?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, man.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, I got two things I learned today.
Yeah.
First, if it's white and it's not smelly, it's okay.
Yep.
But if it's white and it smells of Haitian marathon runners, that's bad.
Very bad.
And then I learned that you probably need a tongue with four-wheel drive to get over Sandy Kane's genital rock formation.
Yeah, yeah. Bert from Jersey suggesting that Twato's brother be called Butto, which is pretty funny.
All right.
Butto.
Why not?
In das Team Pierre.
Chris writes, I learned cancer equals radio kryptonite.
Oh, of course.
All right. I guess
Tuttle saying, today I learned it's all funny until someone gets cancer.
We don't know for sure.
Of course not. He's got to get it checked out.
Okay, well, we're done. Oh, yeah, I learned Allison is the hottest doctor I've ever seen in my life.
There you go.
She was very cool today, and you guys were very cool as well, so thanks for helping us
out. Yeah,
right?
Guys, thank you very much,
because
we will never, ever be doing this again.
No. All the other radio stations could have this bit.
Take it away.
We are done with this one. Take it and run with it, you bastards. All right, we got to get out. Ben's freaking sick.
All right, man.
Thank you.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
In the meantime, we could talk about O.J. real fast.
Yeah, O.J. back in the news, huh? with a 911 call.
Let's check out the 911 call.
All right.
Mechanic, police, and fire. Where's your emergency?
We have a problem here. I'm trying to get a girl to go to rehab. Been doing drugs with Pedro Cruz.
Does anybody there need rescue?
We've been doing drugs for 2 days with Pedro Guerrero, who just got arrested.
Okay.
Cocaine, and I'm trying to get her to leave her house and go into rehab right now.
Is anybody hitting anyone right now?
No,
it's not
my
time.
Anybody have any weapons?
No.
Does
the girl
need
rescue?
No.
That's
my favorite.
Anybody have any weapons?
Not
this time.
Not this time. She had to ask if anyone was getting hit or hurt or if he has weapons.
Does the woman have another mouth under her mouth now that's really bloody?
No,
not this time.
I got to hear that again.
That's right.
Okay.
Cocaine, and I'm trying to get her to leave her house and go into rehab right now.
Is anybody hitting anyone right now?
No,
anybody have any weapons?
No.
Does the girl need a rescue?
No, she doesn't need a rescue.
All right, hold on, and I'll see what help you.
To tell
No. Now don't get started on that again.
No
weapons. That's in the golf bag. I mean, I don't know where the knife is.
That's in a lake in Chicago.
Don't make me get on a plane. Oh, I cut my knuckle on the 9 when I was dialing 911. That's where the blood's from. I swear. Where's Robert Kardashian? Help me, please.
It's like, nope.
What a tool.
No. Don't think that. No.
Is anyone
like
hurt? Need rescue?
No.
I love, don't make me get in a Bronco.
Now, what does he do? Does he call 911 back? Oh, no, 911 calls his home, I believe.
I guess they were disconnected or something, and then 911 usually calls back.
Okay, so here's the second
Hello, half. OJ House.
Police.
I want you to call the police.
Hello?
This is the juice.
Now, what happened?
I don't know.
You hear OJ going, I want you to call the police.
Well, I had a hit her over the head with the phone receiver and we were disconnected.
I like him.
Hello?
This is the police department.
No, she left, and I don't know what to do about it. I'm frustrated. This guy, Pedro Guerrero, got arrested for having 15 keys of cocaine here recently. This girl has spent the last 2 days doing drugs with him. Me and a friend just came over to say, you're going into a rehab. She's got mad. She just got in her car. She drives a Mercedes. She lives in the Crossies. Now she is loaded out of her mind in her Mustang driving around town somewhere.
What color is the Mustang?
I don't know her driver's license number, but she needs to be stopped.
What color is the Mustang?
It's white.
Like a Bronco.
Is she black and white?
She's a white girl. Okay, thank you. I got to go and see if I can find her.
Okay.
That's all I did, a white girl.
This has got to be a comedy routine.
I believe Al Cowling's driving.
OJ called 911.
Is OJ putting out a prank call tape? Is that what's going on here?
The best of OJ.
Right.
I call 911 around the country. Get my 911 comedy tape. OJ calls 911.
Hello, 911?
911 operator.
Is your refrigerator running now?
Yes, it is.
Well, you better catch it. 911?
911, what's your emergency?
Hello, do you have Prince Albert in a can?
What do you mean?
Do you have Prince Albert in a can?
Yes, we do.
Well, you better let him out before he suffocates. That's the O.J. Simpson 911 comedy tape. Order yours now.
He's a big man.
Hello, is this 911?
Yes.
Do you have 10-pound balls?
Yes, we do.
How do you walk? You just get the best of O.J. Simpson. I gotta go now. I gotta find her.
He's all concerned. Man, is he bored, huh?
Oh, man. I was hoping he would do the famous butt plug prank call.
Hello, 911?
Yes.
I'm looking for Michael Hunt. Is he there? He goes by the name of Mike. Laugh along with your favorite murderer, OJ. 911?
Yes?
Butt plug.
Bug box?
Butt plug.
What are you looking for?
Butt plug! Butt plug! Don't make me cut your throat, mother...
Does OJ do any, like, character voices on his prank call tape? Kind of like the Jerky Boys?
I'll come down there with my toolbox. I'll bash your head in with a ratchet or a knife. I'm OJ. Oops, I just cut myself on a piece of foam rubber. I better fly to Chicago.
Oh, man.
That's the O.J. Simpson 911 comedy tape. Order yours now.
Friggin' O.J., man.
He's back.
I love him.
Thank God.